Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and I am just having such a good time here learning how to do all these wonderful uploads and downloads and all the wonderful experiences that Blog Talk Radio has provided for me. So that little small blurb was called hypnosis. and I'm going to try and play with this more in the future because I would love some kind of musical intro. Just not quite sure that is the musical intro I want. Anyways, it is a pleasure to be here. I've got a great show planned. I might not know how to navigate all this, but I know how to plan a good show. I've got my wonderful friend Trish Lindner, who is my travel agent, and we are going to be doing Travel with Trish. She's going to be talking about some exquisite potential vacations to do with swimming with the dolphins, which we'll talk about in a moment. I also have another exquisite friend of mine. Her name is Jules. She is an intuitive, and she's going to be taking questions from callers, and we're going to give it a try to do it through the chat room. The chat room is open, so if you want to type in a question, Jules has never done it through a chat room. She's not sure how that's going to work, but she's certainly open to giving it a try. So first of all, welcome both of you to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So the way I want to do this is first I want to do the Travel with Trish portion of the show. So so Travel with Trish, what wonderful things have you brought to us, brought to my show today?
Well, today we're going to talk about how you can experience a phenomenal trip swimming with the dolphins.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this through you because I sent you on a wonderful trip to the Bahamas in Bimini to swim with the dolphins, and you had a phenomenal experience.
Yes,
and
I
would love for you to share that with us.
Okay. Well, what I did is I went to first I got to tell people how this all came about. You know, we've all heard of swimming with the dolphins. I called Trish one day and basically said, okay, it's time for me to swim with the dolphins. What does that entail? I was like, I said, all I know is I want to have a lot of contact with the dolphins. And one of the other requests for me was that I really wanted the dolphins to be wild. I did not want the dolphins to be in a pen. So those were the only two considerations that I gave to Trish. Trish came back with this exquisite plan of, I guess it's called the Human-Dolphin Connection.
Correct.
Or Dolphin Experience.
No, you were right. It's called the Human-Dolphin Connection.
Okay. And it takes place in the Bimini Islands, in the Bimini Island, actually. And I will tell you, this trip was outstanding. First of all, the food, the places where we the hotel, but it was a hotel, but it was more like a large home or a large apartment like experience right on the water. The boat was not a yacht or anything. It was a catamaran, which they specifically said was helpful to people who had seasickness issues, which I do. And the people were just like, these were people that really understood the sacred, because that was another thing I asked Trish to do. I was like, okay, I wanted the dolphins to be wild. I wanted a lot of time with the dolphins, and I also wanted it to be connected to a spiritual experience. The people that led this group and this tour thing, they were holding meditations at night when we weren't on the boat. They ran such an incredibly impeccable experience. I mean, literally from the moment we got off the plane in the Bahamas till we left there after 5 days, just an exquisite experience. And from day one, we saw dolphins. Because I remember you saying to me, Trish, I can't guarantee that you're going to see dolphins, and I don't want you to get mad at me if you do.
Absolutely.
Or if you don't. And I told Trish that I knew that I have a connection with mammals, and I just knew I was going to see dolphins. I didn't know how it was going to happen. But they even said that we saw dolphins all 5 days, and they had had not many tours where they had the dolphins showed up every single day for 5 days. So that there was something very special about the group that we went on, which they called us pods. And it was just truly an amazing, amazing experience. I mean, it was so awesome. It was just like, I mean, I just called Trish and went, can you make this happen? And gosh, I think in like a week, you had it booked for us.
Something like that. It didn't take long.
It did not take long. It was just truly an exquisite experience. Now, you did come up with, because I realize that there are some experiences that you can swim with dolphins in what they call a lagoon.
Correct.
But there was another wonderful experience, because we went to the Bahamas. There was another wonderful experience happening in Hawaii that we were potentially going to go on, but that one cost more money, so we ended up not doing that.
Right. There are so many places to go to experience with the dolphins. It really truly depends on what it is you're looking for. When you called me and you said you wanted to experience the dolphins, knowing you, I knew more of what you were truly looking for from your experience, which led me to the particular trip that we wound up booking.
Right.
There's places. I mean, Hawaii is a phenomenal place to go to look to swim with the dolphins and interact with the dolphins. I mean, if you're looking for something more specific, because you know when you do go on these trips, they're wild animals. There's no guarantee that they're going to come to your boat and they're going to say, "Oh, let's go for a swim." But there are places, for instance, like in Florida, you have Discovery Cove, which they have dolphins right there. You go
right
into kind of like a big pool and you swim with the dolphins. You are guaranteed for your money you will have an experience.
Absolutely.
So, it truly depends on what you as a person you're looking for. And, of course, money and all of that comes into play.
Yeah.
But, you know, these packages can be put together for any kind of budget.
Indeed.
So it truly depends on what you're looking for. And, you know, your budget, we can put you in all kinds of situations.
Right. Now, I do want to say, though, I'm on there. I got a newsletter from them. They're called Wild Quest.
Is it Wild Quest? Because what I have online says Human Dolphin Connection.
It's both. Quest is what they're calling their front page. And they
gotcha.
Sell a lot of their, I believe Wild Quest has been trademarked by them. So that if you were looking for it yourself online. But if you're looking for Trish to be your travel
agent,
where can they find you, Trish?
I can be found at awttravelonline.com. So that would be AWT, the word travel, the word online.com. That is my website. There's tons and tons of information if you're not looking to swim with the dolphins. If you just need a weekend to yourself or whatever it is you're needing, you can go right there and check that page out. If you have any questions, if you are looking for something specific, I can give you my email address. It's awttravel@ben-there.com.
Okay, wait, and let me just say, Ben is B-E-E-N, like been there, done that.
Right. And there's a hyphen, so it's Ben, ben-there.com.
Okay. Now, you know, and one more thing I want the listeners to know, and this is whether they're live or in the future, Trish also does, it's amazing, she can hook you up with things like tickets to concerts.
Absolutely.
She can, it's almost like an entire entertainment slash, so in other words, it's not, you can get away, you can get rental cars, you can go on cruises, but she can also help you if you're going somewhere. If you said to her, okay, well, let's say you want to go to Montreal. Well, what's happening in Montreal?
Absolutely.
Is there a place I could get a show? Is there a place is there a 5-star restaurant if you're looking for? Is there a 2-star restaurant? Whatever you're looking for, she can literally fill your days with, depending on what you're looking for, something.
Absolutely. For instance,
Pardon?
She's a travel concierge.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. See, we bring Jules on for those big words.
That's what I'm here for. Vocabulary.
Well, for
my job.
If we don't lighten the show, we're gonna sink with the dolphins. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
No. For example, most people can resonate with going to Florida or California to Disney. So, for instance, if you were interested in putting together a package to go to Disney, I can put a package together that includes flight if you need it, hotel, car rental, your tickets to either Disney, SeaWorld, wherever a lot of the Wet n' Wilds.
Exactly.
So it's more than just calling me up and say, hey, I need a hotel room. It's calling me up and saying, I want to go see,
help me plan my day. You want to plan the whole vacation.
Right, right. But it's not even so much that, too. If you want to go to a concert, if you want to order, if your mom's not feeling good or it's her birthday and you want to send her flowers, you can do that from my site.
There
you
go.
You want to send candy, you can do that from my site. So there's
there
plenty. There's lots and lots of things. It's well worth just going and checking the site out.
Exactly, exactly. And, again, though, remember that you can also contact Trish. I mean, she's a people person, loves the interaction and the contact.
Absolutely.
So one more time, give the email address.
awttravel@ben, B-E-E-N, hyphen there, T-H-E-R-E, .com. The website, again, is awttravelonline.com.
There you go. For all your travel needs.
Absolutely.
Do you do, tours, guided tours, too? Can you set somebody up
with that? Yes, I can. I can. So if you're going to Pennsylvania and you're into haunted trails and things like that, I can set you up with those kind of things. Yeah, absolutely. We can even do, if you have a group and you're interested in, going on a cruise, we can set up group cruises. As a matter of fact, we can do a whole page designed to invite people to come to the page who might be interested in going on this group trip. We also do, it's called Honeymoon Gift Registry. What that is you're getting married. Let's say you're not interested in getting 16 toasters. You can go as a bride or a bride and a groom and register for the honeymoon of your lifetime. And then your guest would come and purchase pieces of your honeymoon. So
oh, wow.
It's really kind of, that is very cool. It's very, very, very neat.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Okay, so I realize that you can do that for a honeymoon, but what if somebody just, wanted to go somewhere and wanted to invite their friends to help them get there? I mean, in other words, you wouldn't have to call that a honeymoon. You could literally ask your friends to help. You would register for, let's just say Goldie's trip to Egypt. You know what I'm saying? We can think outside the box. And don't just think
absolutely.
It has to be bride and groom. It can be, listen, I want to get to Egypt, and I want to set up an account that my friends can help me get there.
Absolutely. You could probably do the same thing right through that site. It just wouldn't be quote unquote a honeymoon.
And that's what I mean.
Because what this particular part of the site does is it sets up a web page. It sends out invitations to come to the website. You would get your own page, so it would be
specifically
for you. But if you wanted to, you could absolutely. I don't see
could
why
you reword
you
could
do
reword
that
it,
that
right?
Would
it
right?
Like, because if it was my 50th birthday or something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, okay. Goldie. It could be my 41st birthday and 370th day. Hey, Goldie needs help getting to Egypt. All right, but I love it. I love it. So there's in tremendous amounts of options that you have available, and we love you, babe. I love you. I love you as my travel agent. Wouldn't have anybody else.
Right back at you, girlfriend.
Okay, so we feel pretty good, right? Feel pretty complete on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now Trisha's going to be sticking around because now we're going to shift gears a little. Here, but wait. Okay, we're going to shift gears. Ready? Watch this. Wait a minute. Okay. Going into the next subject, I'd like to announce my incredibly talented, incredibly intuitive friend, mentor, guest, Jules. Jules is an intuitive. She is she's many things. As the day goes on, I will be happy to create conversations to share that. But today, Jules, we are highlighting Jules as an intuitive who uses all four clairs, the clairsentient, the clairaudient, the clairvoyant, and I always forget the smell one, the clair...
Olfaction,
which is so interesting that I don't know the name of that, but I often will be sitting in my room and smell my mother and my grandmother. Clearly two distinct smells, and I'm like, wow, all right, guys, hey, good to have you around me.
It's always a very interesting thing, and, you know, I better be careful. I'm way up on that pedestal now. I have to balance, you know,
yeah, well,
so I don't fall off.
Well, no, or we can just, I can make the pedestal even bigger.
Oh, that, you know what? That's probably a better idea because, you know, the balance thing. You know?
Well, and yeah, to be honest, listen, I know no other way than to promote my guest with all of my heart.
Wow.
It's just who I am. Yeah, because we have never done a show together, huh?
No, we haven't.
All right. We talked about it when I was at WARL, but we never did it.
No, well, we did a taped one, and it, you know.
It never got played. That
no,
was it. Okay.
That was it. We never got played, but, and that's okay because, you know, it is what it is.
Indeed.
Here
indeed.
We are now, and... Here we are.
Here we are. So, so tell us about your intuitive abilities. Have they been with you since birth? And
well, I'm not quite sure about birth, but I can tell you that from the age of 16 on, I always thought that everybody could see who they were talking to on the phone.
Okay.
I thought that, you know, like this was a normal thing. You know, you could see what people were doing and where they were standing. And I always thought that was perfectly okay. And then one day I found out that it wasn't, and I was kind of weird. So from the time I was 16, it just kind of, it was there. And then I put it on the back burner for a while. And, it, you know, it was still there, but it just wasn't using it. And then when I started doing Reiki, it really opened everything up, and it just, you know, it just started flowing through. So, you know, I've connected to channel, and usually what happens is, you know, when I'm reading for somebody, I can feel it turn on, and I can feel it turn off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible gift, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And, you know, it's funny because I sometimes have repeat people that come back to me, and they say, remember the last time I was here? And it's like, no, I don't.
Right.
I can't remember because if I held on to everybody's stuff, I would just have this like giant file drawer in my brain, and it would be, you know, overwhelmed with all the stuff that goes on.
Well,
know?
And it's really not your. This is not necessarily therapy. This is really just reading the energy of the moment. No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes the way that I read is I see both. Well, I use all four clairs, like you said, and I see both live and people that have passed.
Okay.
I can usually tell when somebody's passed because they're surrounded by clouds.
Really?
It's a really cool indicator. I see pets. I get messages from pets sometimes, you know, that have passed over. They want you to know that they're having a great time, you know, bouncing around with that ball in the field and, you know, that they're okay or that they might be with a particular loved one that's passed over. It's whatever message needs to come through for that individual at that moment.
Okay.
You know, and if I don't see someone in particular, it just means that everything is okay.
Okay.
And I only see things that are natural. I don't see hair dye. So if I'm describing an individual to somebody and you swear that they are a blonde and I'm going, nope, they have brown hair. Guess what? Me and the hairdresser know for sure.
That's what they say.
Yeah. So,
at least in Hollywood.
I've had people do that. No, this person, I know exactly what you're talking about, but she's a blonde. Yeah, okay, she dyes her hair. No, she can't. Yeah, she dyes her hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Like I don't see hair dye.
Well, when you say she dyes, so meaning even if they're alive, you'll see their natural hair. Even if they're alive with blonde and they're
truly a blonde.
Okay,
absolutely.
I see.
If they're a natural blonde, I see blonde hair.
Okay.
I just don't see dyed hair.
Oh, okay.
You know, I see gray hair, obviously, because it's a natural progression of things.
Okay.
If somebody's passed, I see them at the age they were when they passed.
Okay.
You know, they don't have all of the...
Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop you for a minute, and let's get to some readings. Because I'm looking at the chat room. People are anxious.
Okay.
I've got some gentlemen in the chat room. The end is enough with the infomercial already. Aye, and
all right.
Okay, so what we're going to do is first calling would be best because, like I said, Jules works best when she can hear your voice. So if you're in the chat room and you want to have a read, We're going to do the callers first. So first one up is Trish. Oh, and just up my number. The number to call here is 646-929-2084. Again, 646-929-2084. Okay, so first question is going to come from Trish, the travel agent.
Hey, Jewel.
How are you?
I'm good. My question might have changed. I'm not sure. I guess I'll stick with the same question because, wow, that was really awesome because it really gave me a lot to think about what to ask you. But I'm really curious to know, I have been experiencing some health issues, and I'm curious to know what is in store with my health and my weight.
Well, what I can tell you is that right now, I've been kind of tuning into you as you were doing your travel segment, and what I feel around you is a lot of chaos. And that's not necessarily that your life is completely in chaos, but you are surrounded by a lot of chaos energy. And there's anger in there, there's stress in there, and all of those things put together are going to cause physical symptoms for you. You need to make a huge lifestyle change where you reduce the amount of stress that you have in your life. You start being a better person to yourself. There is somebody that I want to talk to you about that's standing on the right-hand side of you, and this is a male. And usually when they stand on the right-hand side, that's a very significant male relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean husband. It could mean brother. It could mean father. You know what I mean? It's a significant male relationship. And the man that's standing on the side of you, he's about 6 feet tall. He has brown hair. It's parted on the side. He has, I can't tell whether he has, what do they call those, sideburns? There's like longer hair right in front of his ear. And I don't know whether it's sideburns or it's just the way his hair is. He has, he's probably in his late 30s. Hold on. Wait. This man has, his eyes are funny colored, which tells me that they're probably hazel because I never know what color that is, and it depends on what they're wearing. This individual, there's a lot of stress with him, okay? It's almost like there's, it's not an argument. It's more of a, God, I can't think of the word that I want.
Take a breath.
I have to wait for them to give me the word. There's almost like an animosity between the two of you, okay? There's something that... He wants one thing, you want another.
Hmm.
And you seem to be the kind of person that caves in all the time. You say yes when you don't really mean it. And then what happens is you go and you eat something and it makes you feel better. It's like stuffing it down your throat. Because I see you. I can see it. And it's usually when you're angry, it's crunchy, salty
things. Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
When you're that angry, you shouldn't stuff things, okay? And you're going to have to do some work and really make a serious lifestyle change here. You have to empower yourself to be able to stop the nonsense. Because if you don't, it will be very detrimental to your health. And yeah, you know, you can go to the doctor and you can do.
Right.
I've been a nurse for a long time. I understand Western medicine. I understand Eastern medicine. I put the two of them together. I think they make a great collaboration. However, the biggest piece for you is the psychological end of it, the emotional tie to all that physical crap.
Hmm.
I could say crap, right?
We're actually on cable. I think you can actually say the four-letter words, even though please don't.
I have no intention of doing that.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, there's no FCC here at all. I mean,
okay,
we're not
so,
on.
So crap is a four-letter word. So,
sorry,
there's
I didn't.
An awful lot of crap surrounding you, honey, and you really. I would really like to talk to you about this when we're not on air. You know, because there's a lot more that I can tell you, but I think that sometimes I believe that there are pieces of a reading that need to be private.
Okay.
I agree with that.
You know, and there is some stuff that I would like to discuss with you on the outside.
That would be wonderful.
But for right now, I would like you to start thinking about saying no.
Yeah, that's...
No. You know, like every now and then, when you really don't want to do something,
right.
You need to say no, because if you don't, if you say no to somebody, okay, let's say I say to you, hey, Trish, you want to go out to dinner, and you really don't feel like it, okay? And see, right now, the relationship that you and I have, you would have no qualms about telling me, no, Julie, I don't want to go out to dinner with you. It's not a problem. The people that you care the most about, the people that you're closest to, you have a very difficult time saying no to. And you end up doing things that you don't necessarily want to do just to please them. You have to start pleasing Trish, and you have to stop pleasing everybody, because you're never going to please the entire world.
Right.
Okay, so this gentleman that's on the side over here, when he asks you for stuff or he asks you to do things, try saying no. And if he doesn't accept that from you, then he's not truly the person that you think he is. He's not truly your friend. You know, that's a friend will always understand if you're not able to do something. And they'll honor that.
Right.
And they'll respect it.
Alrighty then. Yeah.
That was very good. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay. I want to give somebody in the chat room, because we're going to get to your husband and your daughter, but let's see if we can kind of mix it up a little bit. Does anybody in the chat room want to either call or type a question? Because if you do type, let me know.
Make sure that they put their name and their location.
Okay. Name and location is what Jules needs from you. And I am not seeing anybody in the chat room typing, so I'm going to guess that they don't want to do this, at least at the moment. So let's move on to, is Sam or Kevin around?
Yeah. Hold on. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Come ask your question. Kevin's going to come ask a question.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Just
line.
So you know, too, I guess, do you not need the location when you're speaking to them on the phone? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah. No, I can pick up on their energy when I can make a connection.
Gotcha.
It's a secondhand chat room. You know
Absolutely.
I mean? I don't have access to the chat room. You do.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jules.
Hi, Kevin.
Okay, Jules is an intuitive. If you want, ask her a question.
I'm undergoing a fight about my pay at work. I work with the federal government, and we got a massive pay raise a couple of years ago, and they didn't count all my federal time for it, which they're supposed to do, and I've undertaken a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious as to whether I'm going to be successful in my goal to get this fixed, and if there's going to be any repercussions.
There is a man who is balding who's sabotaging the heck out of you right now. Let me see if I can tune into him better, because he pops right up. He is probably about 5'7". He's got a medium build. He wears a suit all the time. He has that horseshoe hair. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to describe it. He's bald on the top, and he has hair on the sides. He has big plastic glasses that he wears all the time.
Plastic?
But they're black, you know. They're like, they're not metal. They're black. You know.
Oh, okay.
I guess that would be a plastic frame.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're not fake glasses.
I didn't understand. My bad. I don't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. No, but this person seems to be like a saboteur for you. If you move two steps ahead, he's trying to figure out, you know, he's trying to move you two steps backwards. You know, I don't know exactly why he's trying to do that or what he's going to accomplish out of it, because it doesn't seem to be very clear. If you persevere and you continue to move forward and you don't make any impulsive decisions, you will be successful in what you do. Just keep your eye out for that guy.
Okay. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody.
And you won't until you go back to work. You won't, because you'll walk into work. That's how it works sometimes. There's somebody there that you so insidious that you don't even realize they're there until you go back and you're standing right in front of them and you go, oh, yeah, that's who she's talking about. That happens to me a lot. You know, I've had people come back 2 or 3 days later and say, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about now, when they had no clue. And then all of a sudden it just pops in because you don't possibly remember every single person that comes into your life, you know.
So
just be careful with this guy.
Is that description like a definite description, or is that just like symbolic of a particular person?
Usually it's a definite description.
Okay.
I read a lot of the energy off of the person that, you know, that's coming through, and the way that they always usually come through with the, you know, with the right hair color, with the, you know, whether or not they wear glasses, whether, you know, how big they are, how tall they are. All of that usually comes through, and I can usually feel, you know, if there's a certain mark on them or whatever. But this guy is like he's popping out in front of you, almost like you're in a race with him.
And he definitely wears a suit.
Yeah, that's how I see him.
Because
you know, I see him wearing a suit, and usually when somebody wears a suit, it means that they're like a middle management kind of person.
Okay.
They work with their hands. They do something with paper. They're some kind of paper person.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because except for the suit and the height, that description's a lot like me. And the glasses. I wear glasses, but they're not plastic.
Hmm. Okay. You don't wear a suit and so maybe your own worst saboteur?
Possibly. I mean, I wear a uniform. I don't know if that counts.
Well, this is actually a suit and tie.
Okay. Well, I don't do that, thankfully.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know you're not sabotaging yourself, Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's...
Well, can you give more on the read? I mean... Maybe some direction to go to not sabotage or to avoid the sabotage?
Well, like I said before, if he continues to persevere, if he continues to believe in what he's doing, and you know, you just keep moving forward and you follow the path of, you know, I'm going to sound like I'm really religious when I say this, but if you follow the righteous path and you don't take
mm-hmm.
shortcuts, you know, do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You know, you do what you're supposed to do and you follow the rules, then you will actually come out ahead.
Okay.
You know, just keep following, you know, keep following the path and doing exactly what you're supposed to do. If there's another step, follow it. If there's another step, follow it. You know, and as much work as it happens to be, don't give up. Keep moving forward.
Okay.
You know, and just keep your eye out for that guy.
All right.
Don't, like,
well,
hand
you.
Him all of your paperwork and say, oh, here, can you drop this off?
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
You know?
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Kev.
Thanks, Goldie.
Oh, my pleasure, babe. I don't know if Sam is coming on. Again, I'm going to put it out there to the chat room. We have some guests in the chat room. If someone in the chat room would like a read, Jules can do the read with you in the chat room. You can either type the question. If you do, type your, what do you need, first name and location?
Yeah, just first name and location.
First name and where you're located, and she can do it from there. Or you can call into the number, and I'm going to give that number again, which is 646-929-2084. You can give us a call, and she can do it on the phone. She can do it through the chat room. We're waiting, and I'm anticipating. I have actually, I'm expecting a few callers today. I'm expecting some callers.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Indeed. Is Sam on the line?
No, it's me. Sam
okay.
is not wanting to have a read.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so are you going to monitor the chat room? Well, put it this way. Let me know if you're hanging up, because then I will monitor the chat room.
No, I'm good.
Okay, then let me know if someone, because I'm going to keep an eye on the. I have two separate screens, one for the switchboard, one for the chat room. And they don't let me minimize them so I can see both. So I'm going to keep an eye on the switchboard. You keep an eye on the chat room.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay, so Jules, coming back to you, okay, so You've basically had this ability since you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm sure it was before that, but I just don't know when. That's the first vivid memory I have of it.
Right, right. Now, didn't you also tell me once that you have a lot of you come from a long line of intuitive / psychics or mediums?
I do. My mother has got 100% zone in radar.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That woman can tell from a mile away if I am doing something that I am not supposed to be doing.
Okay. Well, I think all moms have that with their kids, to
be
quite honest.
Yeah, she's actually a little bit better than that. She, you know, she's always been – she doesn't admit it. She will never admit it. But she does know, you know, like when people are going to call and the phone's ringing, she knows who it is. You know, there's a lot of little things that she's always been able to express. She just doesn't see it that way. And my grandmother, she's another one. She was more open about her her ability to be able to do this stuff, you know, and so it comes from, you know, there. And I don't know any further back, because my grandmother passed in the 80s, and I didn't really even have a chance to talk to her too much about it, you know, about where it, you know, if her mother had it, if her, you know, her mother's mother had it. So I don't really know, but it is a hereditary thing. So I know that it comes from somewhere.
Well, I do believe that there's some sort of a gene, you know, I don't know, because I know, like, the Cryon material, me and Trish were talking about this last week, the Cryon material talks a lot about our DNA. We have, science recognizes two strands of DNA. Spirits that I use as teachers recognize 12 strands, but the 10 other strands other than the two are magnetic. So I believe that there is definitely stuff we take on from our heritage that might not be a physical, you know, thing that shows up, but it's still is passed down generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason why, if it's not even passed down through the genetics, even though I like I said, I do believe it is, just being exposed and around people that, like, I tend to see parents that I work with the nannying, if they're open, their children are much more open to telling me that maybe they have, you know, a little, I won't even call it an imaginary friend, a non-physical friend. That's really what I call them now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe this is made up in their imagination. I believe that children have the ability to see through dimensions, and they've always had that ability. And it's just there was a point in time where we would reference it as imaginary friends.
Yeah.
But it's not imaginary, friends.
They're not imaginary. They're actually there. It's just, you know, and I think that kids are great in that respect, that they can just, you know, they see so much more than we do at this point, because somewhere along the line it shuts off. If it's not nurtured and moved along, you know, and accepted, it's shut down.
Right.
And I think that it's great because, you know, I see little kids, they see auras, they see colors, they see, you know, the beautiful pieces of, you know, the way things are. They see the beautiful pieces of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't see that so readily, you know.
Right, right. Well, we tend to see all the conditioning that's been, the older we get, you know.
Well, everybody has the ability to be intuitive.
Exactly.
It is built in there, you know. It's not so much, you know, maybe the type of intuition that you use is hereditary, but everybody has the ability to see through their third eye. You know, and if they open up that chakra, the third eye chakra, they're able to, you know, and people do it all the time and they don't even realize it. You know, it's like that daydreamy state, you know, you kind of, you're there, but you're not there, and you're looking through something instead of at something, you know, and you have this little scenario in your head. That's your third eye.
Okay, okay.
You know, and if you can do that, if you can daydream with quotation marks around it, since you can't see my fingers moving, you know, I mean, if you daydream, then you're able to be, you know, you're able to see more than that. You just have to allow it in, and you have to open yourself up to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And trust that you're able to do it, you know. You have to trust and believe in yourself.
Well, and also it's about, you know, trusting and believing that which is not the rational, that which is not the analytical.
Right.
Not the left brain. intuition comes from another space altogether. Intuition is how you can drop a cat in, you know, in California, and it will intuitively find its way back to New Jersey. You know, literally, it could take 5 months or whatever, but you know what I mean?
That plus smell.
Well, smell, but I mean, you're going across the entire country, and animals,
right.
Animal. I mean, because I believe that they're reading ley lines, magnetics,
mm-hmm.
smell. They're using all their senses. I think
longitude and latitude.
As well, yeah. Okay, listen, we have a question from the chat room.
Okay.
Okay. She was told, first of all, this is Donna from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
She was told from a channeler about 5 years ago that she would write a book and it would be fairly received. And she would like to know more about that. Let me ask, Donna, can you hear the show or are you just going through the chat room? If you can hear the show, type for me so I'll just let Jules talk to you direct. Because I think it's just that, Jules, you can't see the chat room, but I'm thinking...
I can't see the chat room.
But Donna should be able to hear us.
Or do you have to type back to her?
I'm not sure. That's why. Donna, if you can hear me and Jules, can you type me? Type me and let me know that... Yes, I can hear. Thank you, love. Okay.
Hi, Donna from Sacramento.
There you go. So there you go. Donna from Sacramento wants to know about a book that she was told to write and how it will be received.
Well, first of all, Donna needs to take a deep breath and relax because she's got a brick wall in front of her, and I can't see around the brick wall. She needs to take a big, deep breath and relax.
I'm taking one with you, Donna.
Everybody in through your nose and out through your mouth. One really good breath. Blow it all away. It's actually kind of difficult to connect with her energy through the chat room. I really wish I could talk to her directly because it's kind of like, you know, I'm all I can see for her is timing.
Timing?
Yeah, the word timing is coming up, and it's like I can't get a really good read on it. Is there any way you can call us?
Trisha just put the number up. I don't know. She's in Sacramento, so this would be, I don't know if she has unlimited long distance or if she.
Oh, okay.
But Trish just put up, Donna, I can call in. Okay. Call in, love, and we will bring you on.
That would be awesome.
If you call in, Jules can connect better with your energy. This is awesome. Okay, so Trish, I'm going to keep an eye on the switchboard. And what I did, Trish, just so you know, is I guess I was monitoring the chat room and then realized I don't want to monitor. I want it to just be read by because I had to approve. But you can. So let me know if somebody else comes in on the chat room, and we're gonna hang out. And she's on. Okay, I'm not quite sure on air. Donna?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Oh, that's so much better. It brings your
Is
energy.
Is that better?
So much clear. Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You know, it makes a huge difference. It's like I can't see the chat room. So I could, if
mm-hmm.
I was directly able to see the chat room, I could connect with you there.
Mm-hmm.
If this is because you want it to be private.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Because I just want to make sure before I say anything to you, you know, if you need it to be private.
Oh, no, no problem.
Because I can do that, too, you know. It's just we can't do it here.
Jill, wants to know that her book's going to be on the New York Times bestsellers list. That's what she's looking
for. Oh, yeah, right.
Well, yeah, everybody wants their book to be on the bestseller list.
Listen,
you know.
Donna, and I want to be as big as Howard Stern someday. So
oh, my gosh.
and only in audience size, not in content.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay, that'll go with you
on that one. There.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. Let me step out. Jules, do your magic.
Thank you for clarifying that.
We are on cable, you know.
Yeah. Thank God for small favors.
Yeah.
Donna, the book that you're in the process of thinking about writing, it's all about timing. Okay.
Okay.
The word timing came up before. It's all about timing, and it's about the content of your book and how diligent you're going to be. My question, I have one question for you, and the question is this. Do you believe you can be on the bestseller list?
Absolutely.
Then, honey, what are you looking for?
Rock and roll.
Why not?
Absolutely. Literally.
That's a perfect answer. Because
indeed.
Then you don't, I mean, it's not about whether or not, you know, I tell you that you're going to be on the bestseller list. You believe you're going to be on that bestseller list. I expect to see your name there.
There you go.
You know, and I will, you know, I will expect to be able to read your book and say, oh, wow, I talked to this person. I knew her.
Yeah.
Well, but Jules, do you feel any energies, you know, like is there some kind of angel on her left or her right? Or do you see anybody?
Would you like me to put one there, Goldie?
No, I don't want you to put one there. And I understand what you're saying. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm wanting to.
We've answered the question. We can move away from the question, and I can do a little bit more of a read for her.
Sure.
Because really, the question didn't need to be answered by guides or guardian angels or anybody. It was an internal question.
Yeah.
If she believes, Donna, if you believe that you can do this, okay, and you're 100% positive that those words that are coming through your fingers, from your brain, through the channel that you listen to outside of your head, you're going to be on the bestseller list. I have no doubt. There is no doubt. Okay.
Well, here's,
you know,
here's,
it takes work. It's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
It takes
yes,
work.
I understand that.
If you're
yes,
willing to do the work and you believe in yourself, then you don't need me to answer that question.
Okay.
What I will tell you is you do have a guardian angel.
Ooh. I do.
Yes, you do, and she's on the right-hand side. She's a woman who has, well, obviously passed. I sometimes wonder why I'm talking. Okay. She's a woman who's passed. She is in her late 40s, okay? She died very young.
Oh, okay.
And she died of, I'm getting this weird feeling like in my gut, okay, like she had digestive difficulties. Maybe she had colon cancer or some type of cancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her death was not quick. It was, you know, slow. She
Can I ask a
with
question?
You all the time.
Yes, Donna.
Did she die from a gunshot wound to the stomach?
I don't, you know what, did it take her a while to go?
Yeah.
Okay, then it could be that, because all I can feel is extreme pain in my belly.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, and usually, you know, usually that comes across as, you know, like a cancer type
something
of thing.
Eating her up.
It could be a stabbing. It could be a gunshot. It could be, you know, there's like a million things that could cause pain to the gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there is definitely a gut thing going on there. And but she's with you. She smiles so much. She thinks
Does she have a name?
Names are tough for me. So if you give me a second, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Names are very hard for me. They don't unless I can put it on a billboard. Sometimes I don't get it.
That's me every day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're all in good company.
She wants you to know that you have to look at your feet more. When you're walking. Sometimes you don't pay attention to your feet and you trip over them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that pulls you up. You know, she's the one that catches you before you fall.
Oh, okay.
She works very hard. She's giving me the exhausted sign. So, you know,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm very graceful.
Yeah, and you know what? And she enjoys being there. She wants you to talk to her more, though. I don't know why this happens, but sometimes they're not even connected to the person I'm talking about, but the name Nancy just came through.
Okay.
I don't know who Nancy is, okay, and that just could be somebody else in the background that I haven't gotten to yet, yelling, Nancy, Nancy! Sometimes they get overexcited and they all want to come through at once, and it makes it difficult for me, and you do have a lot of people around you. I would like to talk to you about a gentleman that is coming around the corner with an opportunity for you. He's about 5'10", 5'11". He has – it's like – let's see if I can describe his hair color. It's like a sandy, blonde, blondish brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's short. It's not long. He has blue eyes. He has a mark of some sort on his lower right cheek, like maybe when he was a kid he fell off a bicycle,
mm-hmm.
and he, you know, cut his cheek or something. But he has like a scar on the lower right part of his cheek. I mean, the lower part of his right cheek.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming around the corner, and what that means usually is the average for my coming around the corner thing is between 6 months and a year. And he
mm-hmm.
does have an opportunity for you that will, you know, give you a financial boost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a small amount of risk involved in this opportunity, but it's stable enough that you can just go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's coming around the corner now, and I wish I could give you more information about him. But I can tell you that he is wearing a sweater.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Okay.
You know what? It's okay.
Sorry. Struck me as humorous. I don't know why.
I have no idea why he's wearing a sweater, but he's wearing a sweater with a button-down shirt underneath it.
Mm.
And he has on khaki pants and what the heck kind of shoes do they call those?
What ethnicity? Can you see his ethnicity? I mean, is he white? Is he black?
Oh,
is he Asian?
White. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's white.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you what kind of shoes they are. They're like boat shoes. Do you know what I mean by boat shoes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I don't have to explain then. yeah, that's what he's wearing. He's carrying a briefcase, so I'm not really sure what the opportunity is, but I do know that it's financial. Maybe it's related
awesome.
To a job thing, you know, but it is some kind of financial gain for you.
Good. I need one.
Yeah.
Indeed,
just,
babe.
You know
I'm
what?
With
maybe
you on
you'll
that.
You'll finish your book in 6 months to a year, and it'll be your publisher.
Oh, there. Maybe, huh?
You know, I mean, but you're going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. I kind of like.
No, I'm kidding. Donna, do you have an idea for your book?
No, that's my problem. I was told I would be suddenly inspired.
Okay, because just so you know from my own experiences, I too
mm-hmm.
have been told, I would say almost since I'm 13, that I would write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh because the minute someone says, even to the smallest thing of journaling,
mm-hmm.
I immediately go, I'm a better talker than I am a typer.
Okay.
And that's why talk-to-text software is the perfect thing for you.
Well,
there
but
you
what
go.
What I have found is the greatest experiences that we can speak about are what
mm-hmm.
me and my friend, and it's so funny that you said boat shoes. Me and a very good friend of mine who we've been working in radio and, you know, just looking to promote the word and blah, blah, blah. But
mm-hmm.
we have this thing called BOATS. Okay, and you know what BOATS stand for? It's an anagram, based
no.
on a true story.
Oh, okay.
So something that we have all had, something in our experience that, in all honesty, somebody else could benefit because we've overcome it.
Okay.
What?
Can I say something as a writer?
Please. Well, and I was going to say, are you going to tell her? Yes, yes.
As a writer, based on a true story is an excellent way to start, and you should always write what you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have to tell you that I've just discovered, and I was for quite a while. I actually have a book that got published, but it was a memoir because that's what I know. I know my life
exactly.
And I turned it into a comedy of errors, but you know, and I can laugh at it now, and it was very therapeutic to write it.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that I've just discovered fiction is so cool because I can take pieces of my world and I can
uh-huh.
fictionalize them and they can come out any way I want.
Absolutely.
Even
there
if the outcome was terrible.
Even the outcome, okay.
Like how I stopped?
I saw the pause. I saw the pause. That's an intuitive thing. I saw the pause.
Yes. Even if the outcome was not so great, I can
mm-hmm.
turn it around and make it an incredible outcome.
Right.
You know, and everybody lived happily ever after. And I just finished writing a screenplay.
Yep.
Oh,
and
cool.
it just, you know, the way it ended was like, you know, I was just like so psyched about the ending.
Well, and not only that, Donna, I can tell you from me and Jules, our friendship, she just literally called me up one day. We were speaking and she goes, you know what, I've got to write. And I was like, okay? I mean, she has, Jules is one of those persons, she has many things going, many hats this woman wears.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got the bug or the itch to write, many of those other things, you know, just had to, they had to just be sidestepped for the moment. And
right.
She went in, so I totally understand wanting to be inspired,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you're inspired, you see that you don't have to make time to sit down to write. You got to make time to stop writing and take
right.
care of the family and do
true.
The day job. Because the inspiration is that spirit is working through you that says, we're going to help you get a message out, whether it's fiction or nonfiction is, in my opinion, truly irrelevant in that it's going to change someone's lives who experiences your book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right. It's a great thing, you know, to be able to know that you're able to help someone. You know, I mean, the screenplay that I just wrote is a romantic comedy with a new age twist. So a lot of people that read it say, oh, it reads like science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't write New Age without sounding kind of sort of science fiction-y.
Mm.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's like I'm talking about dimension hopping and Akashic Records and,
awesome.
You know, all this great stuff, manifesting and the law of attraction and all this, all these things that are really
I would be the first one there to watch it.
Well, we got to keep that in mind.
Be the first one to read your bestseller book.
Awesome.
And I'll have you both on the radio to promote all these things.
That would be even greater.
And Trish will book all our flights as we're visiting each other across
exactly.
the
country. There you go. Travel coordinator.
Exactly.
There's
fabulous.
A job for everyone.
There truly
well, actually,
is.
This is how it should go. Let's see. Donna writes the book. I'll write the screenplay. Trish
hey,
will solve
you never
the
know.
Comings and goings, and Goldie helps promote everything.
There it is.
Goldie
there
attends all the premieres and hosts the award show.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Goldie, still, I'll be honest with you. Donna, I'm going to be so honest with you. As the show airs, you'll say, I love radio because I get to be anonymous through the video.
There you
so,
go.
I mean, that is me in the little picture in the corner, and that's as much as we get.
Oh,
I
that's
give good
you?
Voice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Right.
But I can't do video yet. People have asked me, what about TV? It's like, whoa. That's why I say Howard Stern. I'm not looking to be Oprah. I'm looking to be Howard Stern. I like
go.
Radio. I like
there
radio.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're background
awesome.
People. Well, I'm a background person.
I'm a background person as well. I mean, I get
see,
that
I'm
out front.
I feel like I'm that way, too, because I like running everything behind the
us
scene.
Too. Exactly.
And, yeah.
But you know what I'm learning from my own experience with that is we can go behind the scenes, but we have to if it's a matter of fear of being up front, we got to face
mm-hmm.
that fear and then go behind the scenes. It's like the soul won't let you get into the back if it's because you're afraid of the front.
Right.
So first
right.
you kind of got to put yourself out there. And another thing I want to share with you too is a true belief of mine that I'm sure everybody on the line knows. Don't be afraid of making mistakes.
Right.
Oh.
It's
my motto is I like a well-made mistake. That always
yeah,
gets me in trouble for saying
yeah.
that.
Yes, totally. Because you know what? If you don't make mistakes, you're not going to grow. And if you don't grow, we're going to stay exactly where we are. You
my
gotta
point.
Move.
My
yeah.
point exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the inspiration for your book will be coming to you very soon. And when it happens, it's like Goldie said, everything has to get put on the back burner because every day you'll wake up and you'll hear more.
Mm.
Oh, awesome.
It's like I channeled the entire screenplay. I did 119 pages in, oh, I don't know, like 5 weeks.
Mm.
Wow.
Now, you know, and that's
so did
actually,
you type that? Did you type it or did you,
yeah,
like,
no,
talk into a recorder?
No, I typed it.
Okay.
Yeah, but remember, if for you it's a recorder and then you want to pay somebody to do the typing,
right.
it's just about documenting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
mm-hmm.
getting the idea.
It's about
you know?
Getting the idea. Because like I said, for me, if I was going to write a book, clearly I get that I should talk into, you know, an MP3 player and somebody else should type it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't do the keyboard well. It makes me think too much.
But
and when
they have talked to tech.
Well, right, and I don't. They have talked to tech. I also I'm buying a little thing. It's like $100 from Amazon, where you can plug it into a thing. It's called a digital recorder. So
right,
you can,
I'm going to get one of those.
Me
yes.
too. Me too. Because
yes.
it's like That way you can put things on the computer, even as an e-book. Because, you know, an e-book doesn't need to be published by anybody. An e-book, you publish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's exquisite. Because what is it, Lulu? Or I know there's an e-book publishing web on the – I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Lulu. But it essentially – there's no, you don't have to be approved. Whatever you write, it's almost like a blog talk radio, so to speak. If you write it, they will put it up and set it up that you can have people pay for the download of it. You can initially give it away just to get some opinions of it. Whatever you want to do, but it's clear, it's all done through the internet as opposed to a hardcover.
You can do it through Amazon too. There is a way to do it. A friend of mine does it. Actually, Mary Lee does it.
E-book or airbook?
She does e-books. Yeah, she has.
So like, and they play it on Kindle.
Publishing.
Pardon?
Then they read it on Kindle or something like that.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could make it downloadable to anybody that can download.
Yeah.
There's also a print on demand feature where the book would be printed. If somebody requested a hard copy of the book, the book would be printed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
cool. That's what she was telling me anyway. At least that's what I understood. And, you know, usually.
Well, find out more about that and get back to me.
You're not going to need that, though. If you're going to be picked up by Random House or Simon & Schuster or some
that would be
giant,
awesome.
You know, publishing company.
Because
you're going to have this incredible idea, I'm telling you. It's just going to happen.
Oh, I'm so excited now.
Well, and you know what? If you really trust that it will happen, there's nothing about these times. You know, it's so funny. Many people see these times as, you know, the obvious chaos that CNBC and Fox and everything else is promoting.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're missing is all the magic that is on the planet right now.
Exactly.
Unbelievable amounts of magic.
Mm-hmm.
So that magic equates to Jules writing a screenplay in 5 months.
Five weeks. Yeah.
5 weeks. Or Donna being inspired and doing the same thing with her first book. I mean, it's just like, you know, we can focus on the things that are collapsing or we can focus on the things that are creating. And personally, when given the choice, I will take the optimistic view of the things that are creating, hands down, are not in the same place that we were 15 years ago. When 15 years ago, when we wanted to publish a book, the only thing we thought of was going to these big publishing houses.
Right.
You had to
do
a hardcover, you know, a hard copy manuscript and send it out.
And you had to be approved. You know
what?
This whole idea that we had to give our power away, give our dream to somebody that could inevitably say, sorry, not interested. It's like.
Exactly.
But that does not exist anymore because we have what we have. We have Blog Talk Radio. We can put on a radio show, you know, with nothing armed but your voice. You can publish a book is there a way to connect with you on blog? I'm all new to blog, so I'm not, even though,
oh,
can
you know,
I?
I'm not really sure. I'm kind of new to this, too.
Yeah. Can I write your number down and then call you if I find out anything?
Sure, that'd be awesome.
Awesome.
Why don't you put the number in the chat room?
No, I don't want to announce her number.
Yeah, well, I know, but if you ask her to tell you her number, she's...
No, I got her number on the switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's right, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, you know, this is still somewhat of a public forum.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be getting all kinds of calls.
Yeah, no, I would never do
voice.
That. But I think... Hey, listen, we're not that kind of show.
I know.
Trish, you're still on the line, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just so you know, Trish is my go-to girl.
Oh, okay.
Trish, if you could help me find the e-book, what I want to help her with is the e-book publishing that she could publish her book online, hands down, no questions asked. In other words, nobody has to approve this. She just has to feel good about it and publish it.
I'm on it.
There you go, baby. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow, this is turning
she
into...
She is truly a concierge, isn't she?
She is. She is a go-to girl.
She is.
So, well, you know, I say we keep talking because I'm on the web. I'm on the chat room. If anybody's interested in having another read, I'm interested. You know, we can do it, but if nobody shows up, Because I don't know where Alan and Alana are.
Well, I have something to say about that.
Okay, well, I mean, easy, we're on the air there.
I know. It wasn't like that.
Oh, okay.
That had nothing to do with it.
I got nervous.
The conversation we had about alcoholics the other day.
Yeah, but no, I don't want that private. We'll keep that private.
Yes,
keep
well,
that private.
Absolutely, but that's where I went, and I had to stop myself.
Yes. Donna, just so you know, the two people that I'm waiting to call are people personally in my life that I'm like, listen, I've got a reader. You got to call.
Okay.
Because
and they haven't called yet. No. Are they at happy hour?
They may well be.
Well, the fact that you called them alcoholics does not surprise me.
Well, that just kind of, you know, I'm thinking happy hour.
Yeah,
you know.
No, indeed. it's a happy hour, not of the alcoholic type, type, but.
Okay, say no more.
Yeah, they're just happy people. It's all good. Anyways. So let me ask you a question. How did you find the show?
I'm kind of new to this,
okay.
And so I'm kind of I'm trying to find shows that I like and might
right.
be interested in,
right.
And I'm kind of keep hitting the spirituality ones.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I did.
Yeah, and I think it's uplifting, and I'm just really interested in a lot of things, and I like to hear different viewpoints.
Absolutely, rock and roll sister, definitely, definitely. I totally because. It's, you know, I think everybody's really just, like, had it, and my hand is up to my chin, had it up to here with this whole thing that this is a negative time. Now, this,
right.
this is a challenging time, hands down, I would never say that, but
yeah.
It's not necessarily negative, you know, because when we look at a woman giving birth, do we say it's a negative time?
No,
it's a painful time, it's a challenging
yes.
time. But it's not negative. She's giving birth. We clearly see, and of course men really don't get this, we clearly see, okay, the pain is worth it because the minute she gives birth, she forgets about the pain and this incredible love is poured into the
mm-hmm.
into the
mm-hmm.
child. It's
Absolutely.
Exactly what's happening to us as consciousness. We are giving birth to a new level of consciousness, and we're going through some labor pains.
Oh, yeah.
And when you write your book, it's going to be like giving birth, I'm telling you. And when you write... When you put the last
yeah.
period there and you write the end,
mm, yeah.
you're going to be like,
yeah.
You know, 8 pounds,
you were like
5 ounces later, here I am.
Yeah.
That was one hell of a bowling ball.
You and your visuals, Jules, God bless you. No, it's okay.
I love it.
I can't help it. You asked me to come on here.
I know. I'm cool. The bowling ball was truly interesting.
I love that.
Yeah,
I like the visual.
And who are out there listening, if you would like to know what it's like to have childbirth, I want you to take your lower lip and pull it up over your head. Do that and still maintain your composure, then you are a better person than I.
Oh, my gosh.
Trish enjoyed that.
I love it.
True, isn't it?
I have yet to be blessed with the birthing of a child. I've birthed radio shows. I've birthed businesses. I have not birthed a child.
And someday you will, my friends.
Yeah. Donna, are you a parent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have a almost 28-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
Yes.
God bless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yes.
The funny part about birthing again is you always forget.
Right, the minute it's born, right?
It's born, you're like, oh, wow, that was actually pretty cool. And you're just so overjoyed with everything. A year later, you're going, maybe I should have another one.
I waited 5.
Yeah, huh? She's got to see exact. Well, have you ever heard of an artist named Alex Gray?
No.
No.
Donna? Okay. If you look him up online, he's actually out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
This guy paints the energy of experiences.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
You should see the energy of a newborn baby. He has a whole gallery on his website.
Oh, he does. I'll have to look.
Yeah, yeah. Gray, G-R-E-Y, not A-Y.
E-Y, okay.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah. And it is holy moly. When you look at the energy, you go, oh, well, no wonder why everybody's blissed out after this. You know, I mean, it's like,
oh, yeah.
It's just radiating, you know, pure. Mm-hmm. It's like, you got to think about it. It's physical, but it's actually more memory of the non-physical spiritual realm than it is
mm-hmm.
of the physical because they just arrived.
Right.
So they're just radiating this, like, you know, unconditional love that is just, you know, bam.
Marvel. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, yeah. He's exquisite. And to be honest, I know he tours. I know he tours. I believe him and his wife are opening up they used to have a gallery in New York City that was pretty small space for what they were doing. And
mm-hmm.
now they're opening a retreat center somewhere like in the Catskill area or
mm-hmm.
of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they want people to come and stay for the weekend or stay and do classes. And his work, when you look at it, it's transformational. I mean, it's...
Oh, definitely got to look at that.
Yeah, it's hot stuff. He's definitely hot.
Can I ask one more thing?
You can ask as much as you want. I'm on till 7.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on till 7.
And if Donna is open to it,
I need to ask, Donna, before you ask your question, I need to ask a question of everyone that is on this...
Well, and we do
right
have
now.
7 people in the chat room, so I'm assuming...
Oh, okay.
No, Donna, but they're not showing they want to get a reading, so
okay.
If they do, I will let you know. Please ask away, please.
Okay. I'm currently taking hypnotherapy classes.
Oh, rock and roll.
To become a certified clinical hypnotherapist.
Okay.
Do you see me doing anything with that long term?
Actually, that's a really interesting thing. You have the perfect voice
for
the hypnotherapy.
She does.
And that's not saying that your voice is actually hypnotic, Donna. No, it's actually a very good thing. You're going to team up with a psychologist and be able to do all of the psychologist's hypnotherapy.
Oh,
this is going to
be
a good thing. I'm glad you're doing the clinical route because you know it'll actually go in both directions for you. You know, it kind of opens things up more than you know. It'll open a lot of doors for you.
Okay,
this is
great.
A good thing for you, and I think that you'll end up doing some guided imagery on CD.
Wow. Ooh, that would be fabulous.
You realize that's another thing you can do when you get the digital download.
That's why I wanted to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it, too. I'm going to do downloads on my webpage. It's like...
Awesome.
Yeah, because, see, that's another thing that life provides us now. We don't have to sell things as a CD because everybody's got an iPod/MP3 player.
Exactly.
So we can sell meditations or conversations or applications with a digital download. Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, please. And Jules, I interrupted you before. I apologize.
I know. I just need to ask this question because it's a very pressing matter.
Okay.
Does somebody have a dachshund or had a dachshund that passed over?
Trish, is that you?
A dachshund? No.
A little small dog. It looks longer than usual. That's why I'm saying it's a dachshund.
Wait a minute. If Albert's in the guest room... Al had a dog, but it wasn't a dachshund, but it was a small dog.
I had a small Italian greyhound.
Well, that's too big.
This is tiny.
Oh, is it really?
A miniature. It was a miniature Italian greyhound.
And you know what? That the face of a greyhound would almost look like a dachshund.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm getting this dog.
Okay, does the dog want to speak? Hey, listen, if the dog wants to speak, we're all... Donna, are you a dog lover?
I'm more a cat person.
Yeah, I'm a cat person, too. But
yeah, I was going to tell you that you need to make sure you watch that you don't trip over the cat.
Yeah, she's under my feet all the time.
I know. Well, I got that, but I didn't really want to say it out loud because now that we've said it, we've said it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, but if it's Trish, put it this way. Whoever, they could be in the chat room, I would just let the dog's message come through because we honor the whole animal kingdom. So let's honor that.
Well, it's just that the dog is happy. It's an incredibly happy dog right now.
Okay.
And it just, you know, all it's trying to say, its tail is going like crazy, and that's how dogs laugh. So obviously I'm doing something funny for it. You know, but this dog wanted whoever owns the dog to know that it's okay and that it's happy.
Oh, the dog is okay.
Yes, the dog is
okay. Okay.
Yeah, and that, I guess it just was pushing and pushing and pushing to come through and say, hey, I'm okay.
Okay.
So obviously, there was something surrounding that, you know, was unsettling.
Well, if it was my dog, it was a very unsettling incident that happened. He got hit by the road, and we found out here in front of our house, and we found him as we were going to get the mail, and it was not a pretty thing. And I mean,
just
I cried.
Just so you know,
like
it was very
blubbering.
Quick.
Yeah, it did go very quick. It was evident.
Yeah,
just
and
by the way
he
looked.
Felt nothing. He's happy. He's fine. He's actually running around in the field right now with an older gentleman. Feels like fatherly, grandfatherly, you know, uncle sort of.
Okay,
stuff.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, shucks. Wait. I got somebody on hold. Oh, my God, I got two callers on hold. Okay, wait.
Well, I'll let you go and
all right, Donna, you rock, sister.
Yeah, you do,
okay.
Donna.
I'll talk
creepy
to you.
Touch.
Yes. I will, definitely.
Thank you. Okay, wait,
thank
we got
you.
Callers.
All right.
Okay,
see you
thank
later.
You, call it. Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay, and just so Donna knows, we will definitely get her that information. Me and Trisha
I do
on
have
that.
Some information for her when you're ready.
Okay, no, type it into the thing. Type the website
okay,
into the thing.
Go.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody hung up, but I have somebody. Oh, that was Donna that hung up. Okay, 323. Wow, 111 is calling me. 323. Is somebody on the line from 323? Area
well,
code?
I'm here.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Hello.
I'm sorry, you sound so common. I sound like a nutcase. okay, would you like a reading from Jules?
Yeah, I was reluctant to call because I didn't want to interrupt. You girls were having way too much fun to do it, right?
We genuinely were, but I listen, this is all about living in the moment, so now we're going to have some fun with you. So
okay.
If you could just give your name and ask Jules the question, you're on your way.
Well, my name is Dean, and I don't have a specific question. I'm kind of open to whatever needs to kind of be brought to my attention that may come to your attention. That's what I'm kind of looking for.
Okay. So just hang on, Dean, so I can tune into your energy.
Sure.
I want you to take a big, deep breath, and I want you to relax.
You don't feel good, do you? Get comfortable.
Okay. Is someone on the line? Because
yeah,
I got everybody on the line. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put the one caller that's on the air on the question, and then I'll get to you guys. I'm all new to this, but this way you guys can talk, and it won't affect the other calls. So hang on the line. I'll come to you. Dean, you stay
Dean
where you are.
Dean is still
there,
right?
Dean is
yeah,
still
you bet.
Here, yes.
Okay.
You bet.
Yes.
Dean, the first person that I want to talk to you about is a woman that's passed, and she seems to be, you know, very excited to be able to talk to you at the moment. She feels like, well, let me just describe her to you. She is in her mid-60s, roughly. She is not very tall. She's like 5'3", 5'4". She has brown and gray hair. So it's like salt and pepper, but not as dark as salt and pepper. Do you know what I mean by that?
I know what you mean by that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who, but yeah.
Well, it's okay. And
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
It
Go
doesn't
ahead.
Come through right away, and then all of a sudden you'll realize it. This is a maternal side relative. So that means somebody on your mom's side, this relative is. She's actually with you all the time. She's your guardian angel. I'm usually pretty good at picking up the guardian angel because they come through a lot easier than most people, than most other individuals that are there. The message that she has for you is, come on. I have to sort out some symbolism. Hang on a second.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say I don't want dead air time, so I'll talk while you're sorting.
Yeah, please do that.
No.
Okay. It's almost there, and I
no
have
problem.
To sort it out.
So, Dean, I'm just curious, since I'm a relatively new show on Blog Talk Radio, I'm curious how you found the show.
I just click on the on air now to see who's on and who's coming up, like if I have some time to to look into some things, and so then I click on the show and then read the descriptions and see if it resonates with me or not. And
which my guess is you asked what I consider one of the truly highest intuitive questions you can ask is, instead of trying to guide the question, the surrendering.
Don't fear being hurt again. I'm sorry. I just had to say it out loud.
What was it? Okay, I'm going to step back.
Don't fear being hurt again.
That's for you, Dean.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Now you can finish what you were saying.
No. Continue. This is Dean's time.
Oh, no, it's don't fear being hurt again. Apparently there must have been something in your life that caused you a great deal of pain, and it's kind of shut you down. It's closed you off to a lot of different opportunities. And when I say the word relationships, that doesn't necessarily mean significant other type relationships. It's it could mean, you know, like friends, you know, going out and being with people, socializing. That's the word I want. Somebody couldn't think of socializing. You know, going out and socializing. It's like shut you down to a certain degree. And you can't be afraid of that anymore. There's a lot of hurt around you, and I can't figure out exactly where the hurt is coming from, but it just feels like somebody has done you wrong, and they shouldn't have. I mean, you know, that there was no reason for it, obviously, but, you know, it's just something that has stayed with you for a long period of time. I can't get past the hurt energy, so I'm not really sure, you know, how to help.
Well, sometimes
right.
just be,
well,
helping
it,
be aware, right?
Well, I think any, you know, not meaning to, you know, disregard that information because, that, you know, it is applicable, but I would say that that probably is also applicable to, what, 95% of the population?
I would even go higher than that, actually. But
yeah.
Most
yeah.
people have been
like
hurt.
Like we all, you know, sure. We,
indeed.
You know, we're dealing with.
Well, especially in this time, like, whoo, we're all being flipped upside down.
Yes, we are.
But part of that is our grist for our mill, you know, if you will.
Right.
You know, if we can't kind of, I don't think we're supposed to come through unscathed, you know, like that's kind of unfortunately not what life's about. Maybe for some people, but for the most of us, you know, like our trials and tribulations are there for the sand in the oyster, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, to become the pearl. Exactly. I mean, I'm a firm believer that the soul is never touched by the human experience in the sense of through the pain and everything that would seem to be the disappointments and those kind of experiences. The soul just wants experiences that are, like, intense, whether it's intensely blissful or intensely painful. It's the intensity that the soul derives its direction from. That's my opinion, anyways. And, you know, I'm a golden hawk. This is what I do. So, Jules, are you getting any more?
You know what? It's very difficult, and I don't know why. I'm having a really tough time, Dean, and I do apologize for that. You know, it's like sometimes it just comes flowing right through, and then other times it just doesn't happen.
Well, I honor your truth.
And right now I don't know why. Maybe you're nervous. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe there's something blocking between, you know, maybe I need to do something different. But right now, I'm feeling something other than what I should be feeling. You know what I mean? It's like I can't, there's too much going on around you at the moment, and I can't sort it all out. And I apologize for that. It's
all right.
Not
well,
a, an exact science.
Yeah. I understand that. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, be apologetic. You know, you only can pass on what's, you know, what's passed to you. And if nothing is, you know, coherent to do so, then you can't really do much about that.
At the moment, no.
Dean, I love your understanding, though.
Yes,
because,
and I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is definitely, I love, Jules, I love your honesty. Dean, I love your understanding. For me, from a place where I live, that's a virtuous conversation that was just had between the two of you, and everybody wins when virtue comes through, that we can all just be who we are in total acceptance of it. So I tip my hat to both of you for not only participating but speaking from compassion and from what I consider the soul. So I thank you.
Sure, great. Yeah. Well, I'll say thank you and hang up and free up the time for someone else.
Okay, you don't have, if you're listening to the show through the phone, you're more than it won't you're not tying it up. I would just put you on hold and go to the next caller. So if you want to hang
all
up,
right,
you can, but you don't have to. It's the way Blog Talk Radio works. So.
Yep. I get it. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks so much for calling, Dean.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye now.
I feel bad.
Okay. No, don't feel bad because he was understanding.
I know. He was great.
Yes.
He really was. He was great.
Yes. Okay. So my next caller is from the 860. I know that number.
Oh, hello, Al.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, Albert! Okay, Albert has a question.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's fine. The dog is okay, Al.
Yeah, cool.
Was it Albert's dog? Cause...
I don't know. I was online trying to get through, but I was just here in limbo land, just listening.
Well, wait a minute. When you're on hold, you can still hear the show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because we have another person on hold. In fact, Albert, how about if you go on hold, let me go to the other person and then come back to you, because we can go out the show with you on the air.
Gotcha.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take my – I got a caller that has 111 – well, I can't –
go ahead.
Okay, we'll bring it back, Al. All right. Caller?
Hey, hi.
Hey, your number is like wild. All of a sudden,
cool.
I realize – yeah, don't say that number over the air, but I was like, wow.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yes, but it is...
Hey, I was looking forward to Alvry.
Oh, really?
I wanted to hear more about the dog.
Oh, listen, I can go back if you want. I didn't know who you were, and he's a good friend of mine, so... Okay, listen, I will go back to Alvry, because I'll be honest, when she was talking about the dachshund, I think it's Al's dog, and then when she said he's around somebody... I'm going to bring Al on. You know what, though? As long as you don't have background noise, you're on as well, so you can speak to us as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to unmute Al.
Okay.
Al?
Yeah.
Okay, this lovely lady is interested. Listen, when Jules
can we
talked...
ask what the lovely lady's name is, please?
Oh, my bad. Yes.
Oh, my name's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm really good, thanks.
This is fabulous. Okay, wait. Go back to the dachshund dog, because you said that...
It's a small dog, okay, and it's got kind of a pointy snout.
Yep.
And this dog, you know, this dog is okay, totally okay, but is with an older gentleman. You know, it's like a father, grandfather, uncle kind of
probably
feeling.
My dad.
You know, and this guy, he's very, they're very happy together. They play all the time. It's really great. You know, the dog is perfectly okay and happy as a clam, and they go for long walks, and the two of them are absolutely fine. It was very important. The dog wanted to come through. The man didn't care. The dog needed to come through.
Well, you know, it's so interesting, because I was at Albert's house when the night the dog got hit by the car. And, you know, Al was, I mean, I'm not going to speak for you, Al, but, okay, yes, I am. He
poor
was,
Al.
Well, you know, the other callers don't know. Al is like, he's a very, very dear friend of mine. So he came in and, you know, he was like, Bandit just got hit by a car. And I was like, wow. You know, it was, and I just looked at Al and he was like, I mean, clearly distraught and clearly upset and understandably so. And one of the things that hit me when you said the dog was running was that I told Al that when he had called Bandit and Bandit came running towards him, Bandit was a dog that loved to run. I mean, you ever see a dog, these little munchkin dogs that just sprint all over the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just zzz, zzz, zzz. That was Bandit.
I love the sound effects you have on that show.
Well,
I want to know where you get them.
Well, that's actually just came from my mouth. But yeah. But the thing that was amazing, because I said to him, I go, if the dog got hit by a car, which it did, in the midst of one of these sprints, it was like, you know, truly dying in the dog's bliss. It was quick. It was immediate. And this dog loved to run. And so it was almost like that's why. And when you said that, I mean, Al, why don't you ask your question? Because I know what happened this weekend, and I didn't know, you know, Jules, I don't know if you knew that Jules can see people on the other side.
Yeah, I was just going to see.
I like,
you know,
that, Al. That was a good sound effect as well.
Yeah.
That was totally a New England answer.
All right, Al, ask your question.
Yeah, I was just asking, you know, how my health is going to be and everything.
Well, do you want me to be truthful with you,
sure.
Al?
Yeah.
Good, bad, and indifferent?
Go ahead.
Okay.
He's a warrior. He can take it.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem.
I know.
He's a warrior.
No, warrior is what I
oh,
said.
No, he's a warrior.
Okay.
That's, you know, and warrior is great, okay, but worrier is worse, all right? Worrier is like you stress about everything. You have so much stress in your life. You're surrounded by this energy. And, I mean, I see this in everybody these days. I mean, everybody's got all this stress around them. It's what they do with it that makes the difference. And for you, Al, you have to be able to let go of some of that and stop worrying. Because what's happening is the more you worry, the more you're drawing the crap to you.
Mm.
You know, if you say, you know, I don't want to be in debt anymore, okay, all the universe hears is debt. And guess what happens? You get all the debt you want. Because that's what you're asking it for, you know. And ultimately, you have to learn how to let go and let God, you know. And whoever your God may be, and it doesn't make any difference to me. It could be you could worship Uncle Willie's pig for all I care, you know. But it's just about who, you know, and about letting go and believing in whatever faith it is that you have that things are going to be okay, and that you can't. And see, you can't control everything, and that's part of what you're deal is, okay, if you want to be a healthier person, then you have to be a less emotional person, because the emotions that you're harboring are those that will make your cells divide wrong and become make you ill.
Hmm.
You want to be well, you have to let go. It's the only way it's going to work. You have to trust that everything in your life is there for a reason, and that you're following the path that you're supposed to follow, and that your emotions are not going to run and control your life.
Mm.
No stress, baby, no stress. You know, start meditating more.
No.
You know, seriously. You want to get rid of the pain in your body, you've got to let go of the pain. Some of us who are in pain a lot hold on to it because it's a comfortable place for us to be. It prevents us from doing a lot of important things in our life because we can always use the excuse, no, I don't feel good.
No.
Or I'm in too much pain today.
Huh.
You know, and in order to let go of that stuff, you have to be able to not worry anymore. You got to let go of the pain.
Huh.
You got to let go of the stuff.
Well, and
the baggage.
I just want to add that meditation, and this is for the callers, the listeners, for anybody else who's going to inevitably listen to this. Meditation is the sense that instead of focusing your energy on the outside to make yourself feel better, you start focusing your energy on the inside to make yourself feel better. So you start becoming the creator of your experiences instead of the reaction to your experiences. Just through the focus of, like, when you meditate, it's like, this is how Osho, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Osho as the author and the mystic. Osho basically says that when we meditate, it's like going inward and upward. When we focus on the outside, it's like going downward and outward. So our consciousness drops when we're focusing on the outside. When we focus on the inside, our consciousness is raised. And it's always beneficial to raise your consciousness because, essentially, in my belief system, the chaos that we have on the planet now is because consciousness is shifting. And either we're keeping up with that shift or we're holding on to a lower level of frequency going, I don't want to let go. I don't want to change. Well, change is kind of happening to us. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you for sharing. We're very excited that you can share. It's your radio show, after all.
Well, I know Al, and I figured everybody could benefit from, you know, why is it we meditate? Because most people are like, why would I just sit in silence? What good does that do me?
Well, learning to meditate, some people are very intimidated by, you know, just the mere thought of learning to meditate because they – you know, there's always been this, you know, you have to sit a certain way, you have to act, you know, you have to...
Oh, and all those things are just not true.
And if you are a religious yogic person,
yes,
you will sit on the buckwheat button, okay,
right,
with your spine straight and, you know, all of that, and you will, you know, have your mantra. But I'm going to tell you that meditation is so easy. You can be anywhere and meditate.
And you can be moving and meditating.
Exactly.
Yes.
Once you get in, go ahead.
I have a question about meditation.
Okay.
When I try to meditate, I find that my mind just completely, like if I try to focus on just breathing, because like when you hear and read things about meditation, they say you should breathe and, you know.
Listen to yourself, breathe.
Right.
Yeah, I have a hard time just focusing on doing that, let alone just sitting there. My mind just wanders on 50 million other things. How do you bring yourself to that, to just even start at the simplest and just concentrate on your breathing?
Well, I got it. You can answer this too if you want, Jules. I got to answer this. The same way we get to Radio City, practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
This is not about something that happens instantly. It's about something that happens so subtly. The ability to become a what I call profound meditator happens so subtly you won't know anything's happening until one day those subtleties become an instant. And in that instant in your meditation, you could have any kind of spiritual experience that would show you definitively that what you are doing is connecting you to something more than your physical body. But it takes a level of commitment that you got to do it even when it appears that nothing seems to be getting done, because it's happening on very subtle levels. But when those subtle levels have built up some momentum, it will show up as an experience in you. And then that experience will come and go in like 30 seconds, but it'll leave an absolute profound effect on your being. The memories I have of my spiritual experiences are so ingrained in like every cell of my being. It's not like a memory I have in just the physical plane with my five senses. I mean, it's just a deeper, more it's more embedded or embodied that it was in a timeless, spaceless space that it was the soul that I experienced just touching me for literally a moment. And it's like, it's enough that keeps me driving and committed that, okay, if there's that place, I want to live in that place on a full-time basis.
Right.
Can I just expand on that for one second?
Sure, sure.
I teach a meditation class, and I get people who have never meditated before, and the one thing that I think is the best way to start meditating and to get to the space where Goldie is talking about is to actually do a guided meditation.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, that would be somebody telling you how to get there.
Right.
Okay, when to breathe. I mean, not just when to breathe, but when to relax and what parts of your body to relax. Once you've gotten to that place where the relaxation allows you to allow other thoughts in, just like a stream of spiritual thoughts, you'll know what that feels like.
Okay. Okay. No. Wait. What was the caller from 111 area code?
Linda.
Linda. I want to make sure because it's 20 of. I want to make sure we get your question in too.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was just thinking you guys were talking about meditating. One of the beneficial ways that I learned how to meditate was just lay down like you're going to take a nap.
Absolutely.
And relax your body. And I think people get so wrapped up into the
right or wrong way.
Exactly.
There
and
is
I
no
right.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, yes. I agree.
I And
there is no,
the stillness
there is,
definitely beneficial to everyone. I agree.
Yes. Yes.
The most important thing is to be in a place where you feel safe.
Yes.
And you feel comfortable, and you know that you can get a certain semblance of quiet. You know?
Well, and to understand that we're in a world that wants instant gratification.
Right.
And meditation will not provide that. But on the other opposite beautiful note, meditation will provide a state of peaceful beingness that when the rest of the world is falling apart, if you're a committed meditator, you will be the eye of the storm instead of the outer particles of, you know, swirling around in total chaos. And I'm not saying that we don't all fall into that. But as a meditator, you can find your center much quicker because you've practiced being in the storm but not of the storm.
Oh, so true. That is exactly right. So well said.
Thank you. Linda, I want you to do your question. Or do you have a question?
I have a broad spectrum of questions because I'm like on a self-exploration. What should I do with my life? I think it has something to do with middle age. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just want to know if I'm going to be moving, if I'm going to meet the right person, if I've already met the right person. Because
I'm
talking
to someone.
You have all
the standard questions, don't you?
I know. It's horrible.
No, not horrible. Not horrible.
No, they're just standard. I mean,
no. She said that's horrible. I was like, that's not horrible.
I know. It's just, well, it's like I have such an inquisitive mind and such a need to know everything. It's just, wow.
I think that's fabulous. I think that's the inner child in you, and that you should nurture that to the max. Okay, now I'm going to shut up.
Why?
Okay.
You don't have to shut up.
Well, because I want Jules to do. I want you to do a reading.
Well, I will be happy to do a reading. I'm trying to tune into
Linda. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
She needs to relax a little bit. We were just talking about relaxation. Well, let's go there.
Let's all take a deep breath.
Everybody take a deep breath again in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let it all go so that I can see around that brick wall that you so quickly put up. It's like, you know, one of those places that says severe tire damage if you back up. Well, guess what? I don't want to back up and get severe tire damage. Okay. The first person that I see is a male. He's on the right-hand side of you, which tells me that it's some type of a significant male relationship. Could be a significant other, could be a brother, a father, an uncle, somebody that you're close to that's male, okay? And this person is, tall, 6'4".
Wow.
Short brown hair. Like crew cut kind of brown hair. Ooh, he feels military.
Oh, that's what I got.
Yeah, no,
But I only got that because you gave me the picture of short hair.
Yeah, well, no, this is a crew cut, which it's like a military crew cut, and
right.
And he feels military to me, like he's in the service somewhere.
Okay.
Or he was in the service, but he still has the same attributes, if that makes any sense, characteristics of someone who is in the military.
Is this someone in my life or passed away?
I still can't tell because I don't have clouds, and that's usually and my main indicator when somebody's passed is I see clouds, but this one will not let me see a lot of things. He's a very stubborn individual and keeps to himself, so probably in life as well. But this person stands next to you, so it is some kind of a significant male relationship, okay? He has a very good jawline and a dimple in his chin.
A cleft, they call that.
I
believe, anyway.
Let's see if I can see what color. His eyes are brown. Hold on. He has broad shoulders. He's a little bit. He's kind of muscular, but not really muscular. You know, he's well put together. And this person is alive.
Here he
is. In all his glory, he is alive. He has a little bit of facial hair, but that's only because he's lazy. He doesn't like shaving. The military didn't help him with that. He's never liked shaving. He wears a flannel shirt, and that tells me that he works with his hands. he does some kind of a trade with his hands. He could be an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter. He does something with it. He could be even a sculptor or an artist. He's got that creative feel to him. So he builds something and he likes the way it looks when it's done. He gets an incredible feeling of satisfaction. There are heartstrings that are attached to the both of you. This is a man who will become a significant person in your life because I see there's more on his side than there is on your side. You don't recognize him as that yet.
Linda, do you know, is there a man that fits this description in your life?
Kind of, sort of. I don't think he's that tall.
Yeah.
This, well, you know what?
You mean he's not as big as Bigfoot?
He's only 6'4".
On the chin, but I don't think his eyes are that color either. But everything else is,
okay.
You know, I'm the one with brown eyes. But
okay, well, sometimes what happens is the energy mixes.
Yeah.
And it makes
it's
it difficult for me to sort two people out.
But he does build stuff. But I don't think he wears flannel. I should ask.
No. It's not about him definitely wearing flannel. This is symbolism for me. Okay,
oh,
so that I know what kind of person he is. Flannel
a hard
tells
worker.
Me that he works,
work, work, work.
Yeah,
right.
That he works with his hands, that he's creative, that he's down to earth. That's what flannel says to me. Just like if somebody had a button-down shirt and a tie, that
okay.
would tell me that they were in middle man. It doesn't mean that they wear that every day.
Oh, well, I don't know if Kevin understood that because that – well, I'll go to that later. Okay.
You'll have to let him know.
I will, right.
I wasn't clear about that, and I
right.
apologize. But see, for me, it's not about what they really wear in real life. It's about the kind of person that they are. That's what the clothes tell me.
Right, right.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you. That's
okay.
the best way to put it.
Yes.
And he does wear jeans, and that tells me that he is yet – he is kind of laid back, you know, in what he does, the way he behaves. I see him with a motorcycle – wow, never get those. I see him with a motorcycle. I see that he sees you. He, like, worships you from afar.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that you haven't quite – maybe you don't see him the same way. Maybe he doesn't feel like that to you. But he really does. He really likes you. You know,
I haven't seen him for a long time. We just reconnected. So.
Well, you know what? Yeah, there's a torch there. He does like you, and you know what? And he is a good man. I can feel him. He's a very good man, and he would be, you know, he's not going to hurt you.
Mm.
You know, he's not going to be one of those people that runs around or does anything like that. He is a one-woman man, and he's true to his word. He doesn't believe in lying. Oh, God, he's just one of a kind, isn't he? but he's a good guy, and you know, you should maybe look at him in a different light, you know, because he sees you. I'm just trying to see what else is going on there.
Any messages?
No, just that he's there. And
okay.
Well, the message really is that she needs to look at him differently, because he can be a very significant person in her life, and he may very well be the love of her life if
right.
she looks at him in a different perspective.
Okay.
Did you understand that, Linda?
Yeah, Okay. Do you see me traveling real soon? Like going
well,
to see
and
him?
If I do, we can hook you up with Trish.
Is she a travel agent?
Are you
traveling?
A travel agent, yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
give me your
so
email.
It's a one-stop call.
Yeah. We're like the supermarket at the gas station.
Oh, my
there
God.
You go. Mini-Mart.
So
that's what you should have called it. Another Mini-Mart. All
you
right.
Guys are cute
you know what? There's a girlfriend in your life, too, that is having a lot of chaos that she keeps dragging you into, and she's not very tall. She's like 5'4", 5'5". She's a little chunky. She's, let's see, how do I put this delicately? She fills out her bra quite nicely. Did you like the way I said that, Goldie?
Very delicately.
She fills out her bra quite nicely.
Yes, she fills out her bra
quite
nicely.
She's metaphoring Dolly Parton for you for the visual of that.
Thank you.
Okay.
She actually has brown hair. Actually, it's kind of got it's got red in it, so it's like a reddish brown hair, but more brown than red. It comes down to her shoulders. She has kind of an oval face. She doesn't like her nose. There's something about her nose that she doesn't like.
Hmm.
I can't see the color of her eyes. Sometimes they do that to me. They don't give me the color of her eyes. Anyway, this is a friend of yours that you talk to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And she drags you into her stuff all the time. Always.
Mm-hmm.
She's always got some kind of drama. She's the drama mama.
Drama.
She's got it going on
all the
time.
I just feel when they have drama like that. It's cool.
You know, but the thing of it is, when she drags you into her drama, you have a
mm-hmm.
tendency to get sucked in, and you take it on as your own thing.
Linda, I do the same thing. I do the
you
same
know,
thing.
Because you care about her.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
You care about her. And
right.
You want, but there is a way to detach yourself so that you don't keep getting into the whirlwind of emotions that's going to
mm-hmm.
ultimately make you ill. You know, you got to stay out of that whirlwind. You got to be a supportive friend, but at the same time not become emotionally attached. Unless something directly affects you, okay,
uh-huh.
directly affects
you. I think you're
you.
Describing my sister, because really she's the only one.
Okay, well, then if it is your sister.
Or my mother.
Well,
you know,
one of the two. I mean, maybe it's a combination of both of them, you know?
Maybe it is.
But
yeah.
When they drag you in, you can't, as much as you love them, okay,
mm-hmm.
you have to help them from afar, and you have to learn
mm-hmm.
how to cut those strings, because they're dragging you into a space where you don't need to be.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, you're trying
I realize
to evolve
that.
Into this different person, into a more of a spiritual being, and be more aware of what's going on, and be more conscious. But they're not there yet. They haven't evolved to that point. They're still in the old mode, you know.
Right, and their
they,
negativity attaches to my positive energy, and I realize that, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't let it drain you. You can still be a good daughter, a good sister. You can still be a
mm-hmm.
supportive friend, you know, and help them, but you don't have
mm-hmm.
to get – don't let it take over your being.
Right, right.
You know, oh, and you should travel to Arizona.
Oh. Have you ever been to Sedona, Linda?
No. Are there taverns there?
What do you mean by a tavern?
Philology.
Are they what?
The study of caverns, like caves and stuff.
Oh,
like
caverns.
Caverns!
Oh, listen, there are vortexes up there.
Sweet.
Oh, my God, it was my mecca
stuff.
For 5 years. I so recommend it. Awesome.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Oh my! Oh my God! My first spiritual experience. Oh my! Yes, and listen, if you need a travel agent,
Chris,
no,
waiting on the line.
I mean,
take your travel
you
reservation now.
Definitely. Going to see this man.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. The phone broke up on my end.
I'm sorry. Do you definitely go see me going to see this man?
I see you.
Or him coming to me? Oh, you see me with him?
Yes. I see you with this man. Only if you change the way you look at him, though. I mean, it doesn't have to go anywhere at all. But see, he has a lot of feeling for you. It's you who doesn't have the feeling yet for him in the same capacity.
Huh.
Huh.
You know, it's like he sees you as this incredible person up on a pedestal, and, you know, and you're his friend, and that's how you see him. You know, that's how it's coming across. Like it's a lopsided kind of love. You know, like he's got it.
I'm just trying to play
it
cool. I'm just trying to be cool. I get nervous when the phone rings.
Uh-huh. Is that what it is? Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know what? You can let some of that go now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And listen, that's part of the whole idea is you can't make a mistake. You can have an experience that doesn't feel, you know, necessarily like an experience you want to do again.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea of making a mistake in the frequency and the energy that we're in on the planet right now is impossible. And I say that coming from, you know, when Jules was talking about detachment before, it's
mm-hmm.
like have a goal, but stay open to that. Because it's my belief right now that our souls are coming into our physical beings and kind of taking over, so to speak. But it's our souls taking. So it's really a part of us taking over the personality part is being taken over from a more a broader, more expanded consciousness part. And if we let that happen, it will guide us into the most exquisite experiences. It's a matter of kind of pulling up our feet and going, instead of controlling the situation, trust. Trust in yourself that there is a part of you that is bringing you to something bigger, better, faster, deeper, more incredibly amazing than you could imagine for yourself. Because that is the qualities of the soul. And the soul is coming onto the planet. That is what everybody's up in arms, but I look at it and go, it's time to let go of the ego and start playing in the soul. And that is truly what I believe is happening right now.
We all go, isn't that interesting?
Okay, now I have some people on, oh, look, I got a pill on. I don't mean to laugh. Sorry, I'm enjoying the name. There's some people in the chat room. We got 5 minutes, so we can probably get one more reading in. And Linda, I'm not trying to rush you off it by any shape or form. Hi, Phil. Oh, it's Peely. Oh, it's P-I-L-I. Okay, my bad. I don't have my glasses
on. Thank you for the reading, ladies. I really appreciate it. It's very insightful and...
It was wonderful talking to you, Linda.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much for listening and joining. I will have lots of interesting guests all the time, so feel free to check us out and become part of the show anytime you want.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks. Phil, you – all right, wait. Peely. Peely wants a reading. Okay, Peely, do you have access to a telephone? Trish, type up the number.
I typed it up. It's 646-929-2084.
If you can call in, it's much easier for, and let me get to my switchboard. It's much easier for Jules to do a reading.
Al's still on. Hey, Al.
Hi. I just got a question. I just two things I want to say. When you mentioned about the dog, the little dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to breed rat terriers.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And
they
small,
have that pointy nose face.
They got a little pointy nose like a rat.
Uh-huh.
And when you said the past, you know, it passed.
Thinking Mindy?
Maggie.
Maggie.
She was the breeder, my breeder, the female. I had her for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And when she
passed. She's having a blast.
Yeah, good, because when she said with the elder gentleman, she's probably my dad, because her and my dad used to get along great. They used to play, you know, when they were younger, you know.
They're having a great time.
Cool.
They go for walks together and they play together, and you know, there's a lot of tennis balls up there.
You know,
okay, wait, Peely's on. So I gotta cut you guys. I gotta cut you short out because you listen every week. You're my favorite fan. Peely, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank
my
you so
pleasure.
Much.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes, so. Girlfriend, go.
Okay. I would like to know how I can, what kind of psychic or spiritual gift I might have that I could work on developing.
Oh, excellent question.
And I'm sorry, but it kind of broke up on my end, and I didn't quite hear the question.
She wants to know what gift she has, or should she focus on developing?
Ah, that's always a good thing.
That is a great question.
Okay. What I would like you to do for yourself, my dear friend, is I would like you to start trusting, because it's not something that you do very easily. You have the ability to read for people. You have there's an intuitive part of you, okay, that needs to come out and be, you've always been able to tell, you know, like when the phone's going to ring and do little things like that. You don't tell people that, you don't trust yourself enough to believe that you have anything there, but I want you to start practicing looking out of your third eye. Have you ever done that?
A couple of times. I've tried it.
It's actually a very cool thing to do. And if you can get yourself to daydream,
okay,
that's looking out of your third eye.
Okay. I can try and work on my imagination. I used to be very creative when I was a child, but along the way got kind of lost in the myriad of facts and details.
Yeah, and it's not really like imagination, and we're probably going to have to move this.
You got a minute. Keep going.
All right, I just wanted to know. Anyway, what you need to do is when you're sitting there and you're looking out of your third eye, if you're very, very quiet, okay, you can hear things that come through.
I don't think they can hear that. The only mean you can hear that, Joel. Okay.
You can hear things that come through. Okay. And if you open yourself up to channel, if you learn how to channel, there's a book, and it's called Open to Channel. And I don't remember who the author is, and I'm sorry about that, but you can get it on Amazon if you just type in Open to Channel.
Okay.
And if you read that book, it'll teach you how to open yourself up to channeling. And when you do that, you'll be able to see out of your third eye, and then you'll start to be able to listen to what's coming through and the messages that are coming through for other people.
Okay, listen, we're off the air in 20 seconds. Please listen again. I'm on Friday nights, 5 o'clock. I plan on having incredible guests. Next week, it's going to be Phil Imbrogno, who is a 30 years worth of, he's an astrophysicist who has studied astronomy and paranormal activity. I love everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
All right, Jules, we're good. Let me just hang up. Wait a minute. Actually, is everybody on the line?
I'm here.
Al's there.
Yeah. Oh, I guess show is on but not streaming.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Probably no one else can hear it anymore.
Well, Trish, are you still on?
Well, I just hung up the phone and it rang and you guys are still there. So I'm still here.
Yeah. It seems if I don't hang up, you could have continued the read with that caller.
Yeah, I could have.
Listen, I'm new on all this. I'm learning all this.
And I just want you to know that I never got to tell people where to find me.
Oh, well, quick, tell me and I'll type it into the chat.
There you go, because I'm still here.
ImagineYourSoul.com.
What is it?
It's ImagineYourSoul.com.
Okay, please sign.
Yeah, I'm writing it too, Jules.
Jules at ImagineYourSoul.com. Okay.
Yeah,
all my contact information. Al, are you still there? Did you want to talk to me?
Yeah, no. When you talk about the gentleman with the lady before, but about
did
the
your
tall
father
gentleman.
Wear cardigan sweaters?
Do you know what a cardigan is, babe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this guy's wearing a cardigan sweater.
He was, my uncle just passed away this weekend. And he's from Massachusetts and things. And he was 6'4", and he's built like I am, you know, a stocky, rugged
guy. I don't know
guy.
How you're built, Al, because I've never seen you before. That's where the 6'4 was coming from.
Yeah, because I said, Jesus. You know, and he's got that little, you know, on the chin, you were saying, the imprint, like a dimple on the chin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He used to, he was he worked for CLMP, worked on the high power lines.
Uh-huh.
And, I said, that's pretty neat. But when you said when you said he's still alive, I said, oops, that's not him.
Yeah, well, you know what, it was hard to tell at first, and I bet it was because because you were on the phone.
Yeah, see,
energy was probably mixing up with hers, and I bet I got the two of them screwed up.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I wonder if the calls
but
like that.
But she seemed to know who I was talking about, so.
Yeah, right, the gentleman she's talking to on the phone, I guess.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean, he actually does have a lot of heartstrings for her, so, you know, it's important for her to, you know, look at him in a different light. I'm very tired, Goldie.
It takes a lot to put on a radio show. It does. You did great, though, babe.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your reads were wonderful.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, too. I mean, we were literally breaking out into, conversations like at the fireside chat.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I know.
I
agree.
We only went where we were supposed to go, you know.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah, this has actually been very cool. And, Trish, if you can just, if you want to get the rest of your reading, just give me a call.
Okay.
I'll email you her number. Or
that'd
actually, I think it's on the...
It's on there. It's on my website. Everything's on my website.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's even on the show, and the show information is your phone number.
Oh, okay.
Because whatever, it's your cell phone, right? You gave me your cell phone, so it's already on. It's on, when you go on demand for the show, there's a phone number there.
So let me ask you this. What was the size of your audience?
At one point we had 7 people. Somebody after Dark Radio just showed up. I don't know who that is, but
oh my God, Dark Radio. That's after Dark Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that's that guy.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a girl. Her picture's a girl.
Is a girl. I can't see. Okay. I don't know how. Here. Well, no, I got to go because I'm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't know how to find this information. Like.
Because when Trish, I was on. See, I had got to sign in to type.
Right.
So Trish turned around and says, welcome guest 2263.
Oh, was that you?
That was me. Then I called. I was online at 6 o'clock, and you're saying, oh, I have a couple friends supposed to call. I'm thinking, I'm there, and I hear you, everything, and I'm saying, Goldie, I'm here.
Really?
I called, you know what happened?
You guys were on hold?
Mm.
I'm learning to navigate.
Because I even called Trish. I said, Trish, try to tell Goldie I'm on the line. I'm waiting to try to talk to her.
Oh, you probably, it wouldn't beep into my phone. I cut my call waiting off, so you probably got my message.
I get a message. Yeah. I left a message on the message.
Okay. So, well, to be honest, that one of the guys, 323, whatever, he goes, I'm on hold. And I'm like, shh, you know, because sometimes I have the chat room on. Like I said, I can't have both of these things up at the same time.
I can totally do the chat thing. That's easy enough to do. I mean, you and I kept kind of doing the same thing. Just as people were coming in, I was greeting them and then, you know, telling them if they wanted to read to call in and giving the number.
Right. See,
she's
now,
an incredible assistant, you know.
I know she is. I got a go-to girl. I know.
And I looked
paid
up some...
highly for her skill.
She paid highly with compliments right now. No, but if you can do the chat room, that because, you know.
Well, the thing that I liked about the chat room is sometimes, like, as you were talking about things, like, I just found the book that Jules was talking about.
Right.
So, like, as you guys are discussing things with your guests and stuff.
You're looking things up.
I look up information and type that stuff in because I believe the book is Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Inner Guide by Sonia Roman.
Oh,
Sonia
Roman is hot.
Is that the book?
And that is an incredible
Did you
book.
Type it?
No.
Type it. She's still here.
Oh, is she?
Pill is here. Peely is here. Type it. Wait a minute.
I got it. I'm on it. I got to find my fingers here.
Wait a minute.
Trisha found the book. Oops, I hit the wrong
button. So we're like off the air now, right?
We're off the air, but the chat room is still going on.
Okay, and the only people that can hear what I'm about to say are Al, Trish, you, and I, right?
Correct. We are the only ones. Now, that woman, if she stayed as a caller. Oh, wait a minute. Trish?
Yeah.
Al?
Yep.
Hey, that's interesting because they actually have it as here is no caller on my switchboard. And yet, here we all still are.
Isn't that bizarre?
Well, I guess what it is it resets itself, but we're still on Blog Talk Radio line.
Oh, but we're not live.
We're not live. We went off at the time I told you, you know, what I said. We got 10 seconds.
20 seconds, yeah.
Boy, that's
now,
tough.
Question, did you hear the monitor say to us, because me and Jules are on the same phone line, did you hear a woman say you have 10 seconds left? Huh?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, see, the only ones that can hear that are the host, and I'm the host line.
Yeah, and then she starts counting down, and I'm, like, trying to focus.
I know.
5, 4, and I'm like, I can't focus anymore. I have to tell you something about one of the callers, and it's just kind of a bizarre thing. I could not, for the life of me, read for Dean.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Happened to me. Ever.
Well, there is no never say never there, Jules.
But honestly, it was the weirdest thing. It was like shutdown mode.
Yeah, huh.
Everything shut off. And I couldn't, I could see that one woman and I couldn't, and she couldn't tell me anything. It was like somebody shut her mouth.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I kind of got the feeling that Dean was skeptical.
Yeah.
And that could be what the problem was, but honestly, I've dealt with skeptics all along. I mean, my neighbor upstairs is a true skeptic, and I converted him.
Yeah, but it's not about – see, it's one thing to be skeptic and open. If you're skeptic and closed, you're not getting in, babe.
And I couldn't. I could not.
Because he doesn't – in his skepticism, he wants to prove you wrong.
Yeah, and that's
so
kind of
how it
felt.
He don't let you in, and he walks away and says, yeah, it's all a bunch of crap. Well, because even God can't get in when we don't want anybody to see.
Right, and that's how it felt. It felt like
I mean, and I have people who are nervous, you know, and
yeah.
the nervous brick wall comes up because they never know how far in I can go.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and I have that all the time, but I get them to relax and they let go.
Right.
You know? But this guy, it was like there was, it wasn't a brick wall. It was just like everybody's mouth was closed, just shut.
Well, right. So there was, at the very least, like I said, what I got just from his response was that, you know, when he said, well, that applies to 90% of the people. And I was like, oh, no, that pretty much applies to everybody. But it was like, if you're not open, well,
yeah.
then why bother calling in?
Well, because that's exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to call in and prove me wrong, and I couldn't read for him. So I mean,
and
I
that's
guess,
why
I guess
you're
in a way
honest.
He did. He was vindicated.
Yeah. Well, he was vindicated, but I loved your honesty. If you can't read, don't.
Right. I'm not going to make it up as I go along.
You're not
going
to make it up. If you're not reading, don't speak it. That's the way it is. And, you know, I thought we handled that all from, you know, a very soul perspective. Everybody walked away happy.
Yeah.
He was happily not read for. You were happy because you were honest. I was happy because I was like, okay, this is cool. We're all staying in virtue here. I like the virtues.
Yes, and I am going to bid everyone adieu now
because okay.
my little self is very tired and thirsty and I must pee.
All right, wait a minute. Alan Dentress, stay online because I just want to ask you some questions about the show. So.
Okay, so
all
I
right.
will talk to you whenever, Miss Thing.
I will. Okay, baby.
Okay.
Good
Thank
job, baby.
Thank you,
Jules.
Bye,
Thank
guys.
You. Bye.
Have a good night.
You, Bill.
Bye.
Okay, so first of all, oh, my fucking God, what an amazing show.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Do you realize I had more callers unplanned on this thing than I've ever had on WARL?
Well, you know, I was thinking the same thing, that I wanted to comment on to you what a difference being here versus being there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're generating people from all over where, I mean, you could have generated that with WARL, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working.
Well, no, I had a call from Illinois one night. I mean, but I would get a call here and there. I mean, basically, well, put it this way: Blog Talk Radio has so much traffic, and because of the genre of spirituality. They cut, like the dean said, he came on, he looks to see what's on air, he reads the thing, and then checks it out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and it's
and
like,
you might find people who will continue. I think maybe a couple of those girls that had a really awesome read, like Donna and Linda,
yeah.
might continue to be.
Oh, absolutely. Because, and I'll be honest with you, okay, well, wait, before that, what did you guys think of Jules's reads?
Well, she definitely, for me, she definitely hit on a couple of heads. The only thing... The only thing that resonated with that didn't really resonate, but it partially resonated was the person she was describing. I really don't have anybody. She said they were in their 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that would resonate. She kind of described my dad to a T.
Okay.
When he was in his 30s.
Okay.
But not at this moment in time in his life and where he is. But yet everything that she touched on made total sense. For what life was like.
Well, when she nailed you with that salt and...
Jesus Christ, when she said chips and salt, I was like, oh, my God.
I literally was like, oh, okay, she clearly got that one. I mean,
there definitely was some things that she hit on.
Right, right.
That obviously the person, the gentleman, Kevin's not... I mean, she said a male. Kevin is not in his... She said in 30s. Now, Kevin's not in his 30s.
Right.
My father's not in his 30s. And she said, I think she said brown hair parted to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father had brown hair and was parted to the side when he was younger.
Sideburn. Huh.
And no one that I know, except for my dad when he was younger, had sideburns.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think sometimes you see in spirit... You know, people, that I've always heard, when you can see yourself in spirit, you'll always look like you're in your 30s, which was your best time that you were ever in body.
I just, when she was, because she nailed, she pretty much nailed everything else. I mean, the chaos, the stress, and how that person was affecting me.
Right, right.
That was total hit right on the head.
Yeah.
If that was my father back when I was a kid and he was in his 30s. Do you
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if she was reading from that era of time,
yeah,
then she hit it.
Well, I definitely, knowing you, I thought she hit it. Albert, what did you think about your reading?
Those are, you know, I'm not really like a worrier, like she's saying.
Right.
But I do, you know, it just wasn't bad a thing. You know, like, I do, you know, watch out for other people a lot, like, you know, it's not worrying type, but I, you know.
I'm done.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know, it's, you know, she was around there.
Right.
But it was neat when she picked up on the puppet things, you know, and I was online.
I know. Well, I thought also that was you. I did.
The dog?
Yeah, I know.
The dog.
Oh, yeah.
Because his uncle just died last weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God, Banda and his uncle are hanging out together.
Yeah.
But you said your father, and I went, well, I'm not going to interrupt this because I don't know who it is that he's hanging out with.
Because
The only thing I had a little bit of an issue with Jules is she tends to focus a lot on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't necessarily give... You know, the advice...
Know, her reading with Donna was pretty positive.
What, about the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No, that was positive.
Pretty positive.
Yeah,
the
girl was a Linda, too.
Yeah, and that was pretty positive.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, listen, in 3 weeks we got Rochelle Sparrow. I like Jules. I like Jules as a person.
I'll tell you, her voice is very...
authoritative.
It's a nice voice. It's not a voice that... I mean, if you're going to want to use somebody, you're going to want to be able to connect. I felt able to connect with her through her voice.
She's a comfortable type person to talk
to. Right,
so
where some people, you just don't connect their voice. I mean, because you can't connect person to person.
Hmm.
But it's like you can... visualize sort of maybe what she sees, what she looks like, and you can connect with her voice.
Right.
Where some people you talk to and you just can't connect with you can't get past their voice. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
where she was very easy. She was very easy to listen to hear her.
You think I should have her on again?
I would have her on again. I mean, she definitely worked the show. Whether her reads were right on target or not, she definitely worked the people.
Yeah, you know, and she was, you know, and whatever, you know, joking around type deal, you know.
Yeah, she was joking around.
She was very
around.
Relaxed.
Right.
Yeah, she was relaxed. All right, I hear you. Shit, it's free. What do I care?
Right,
and,
know.
I mean, clearly, I mean, because what I'm going to do is, I'm afraid if I close down the web chat.
You're going to lose everything.
We're going to lose everything, exactly.
Well, I put up this information. I have a feeling, okay, are you 2545, Al?
No, I was 22.
because tell us that Peely is still up there. I guess 254. My guess is they probably still have the window is open.
Right. Well, we got a lot of people. Guess 2545 is here. Is that you, Gal?
No, as I just asked him. That's
oh.
I'm 2263, I think.
See, now you're not showing up as being in the chat at all.
Yeah.
Are you in the chat?
I'm in here, but you know, I try to.
You're not in here. You can't be in here because you're not showing up as being in here.
Because I just put that information on the book and stuff and then wrote, are you still there, to that Peely person? And
yeah, I see that. And she hasn't responded. Right.
So my guess is they're probably up, but they haven't.
I got four users, me, you, Peely, and guest 2545.
Right.
Here, let me click on 2545. It just shows
nothing.
Yeah, it's a picture.
Sure, what I'll do, I'll shut mine right down.
Oh, no. Because what I want to do is I want to go to...
Okay, that guest, whatever, just signed off. Is no longer in the room.
Oh, okay. They're figuring it out. Okay.
Maybe that was me that just signed off.
Oh. Maybe you didn't know. Did you just shut down?
I just shut
that
down.
That makes sense. Four of us. Yes. Oh, and Peely would be the fifth.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. Because what I want to do is... Wait a minute. Let me go to my blog talk radio. Oh, here it is. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Did it just... I just popped back in?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm on a different part.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. I went up from 29 to 61. 61 people listened to the show tonight.
Cool.
No. 61 for what's 29 minus 61? 61 minus 29. Whatever I'm trying to say. So it's about 30. 40, so it's about 40, 31 40, listeners.
About 40 people listen.
Or people came back and, you know, clicked it more than here. Because let me see. Well, shit, look at my little listener page.
We can't view your little listener page.
Yes, you can. Go to Another Reality Show's the page, Another Reality Show.
What, on blog?
Yeah. Because, yeah, I see we got chat now up. That's showing the chat room is on.
My computer is frozen. I can't do anything at the moment.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I got 15 pictures of the listeners, and those are people who are members. So, like, Al would be up there if he had a member, you know, but I don't think guests show up as listeners.
No.
Right.
Oh, they'll be in the number. That's like I had a number.
Right. No, yeah, but I don't think it shows up on, you have to be, I don't think guests show up.
As friends, that's a, what you're reading. See, I'm just.
No, friends are people, right.
But I come up as just a number. It says guest numbers, like I was 2.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you see that listener box above friends? With the pictures of everybody?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's where I don't think you'd come up there without being a member.
Right.
Right. 5 users. Okay, so you're back in.
Yeah.
There's a few guests back in.
I just signed off because my internet shut down.
Yeah, because, see, I can't type until I sign or register.
Okay, well, let's see what happens to the phone. And I'll call you guys back, but I'm going to shut this down. How do I shut this down? Let me see. Wait a minute.
So, Kevin, come here.
Help. Help.
This is right now another reality show. 4 people or 4.
Ass cracking, yeah. Out on the couch.
Wait, how did you get out of the...
What was your read?
What?
How did you feel about your read? Somebody spilled that blue Kool-Aid all over the floor here.
There's a bit left there.
And by the way, she said the person, I guess, that she was describing to you with the suit on,
yeah,
doesn't mean he's wearing a suit. That's
metaphor.
A symbol to her... For what was it? Do you remember
a
what
metaphor? Oh, the suit was middle management.
Huh?
It was middle management is what the suit.
Middle management is what the suit meant. Because we discussed it afterwards.
I asked that specific question.
Wait. Okay, so what did she say about your read?
You shut up.
Daddy was. You could have been on it if you weren't out jumping on the tram.
You did it my first.
You know what a good question for you would have been, Zachary? It's about your ability to talk to animals. You should have went on.
You said if I persevere.
Yeah.
I'll go out, okay. I'll win. As long as I follow the path of righteousness.
Let's see if anybody's Twittered me.
Twitter.
Let me comment on my Twitter. Hold on. Let me put this on.
We've got her number, so, and she wants me to call her and finish the read.
What about yours?
Well, she said I had a man to the right of me that was in his 30s. She pretty much described my father. I mean, almost, he's 6'2". I mean, almost down to the height, to 6'1", is what she said.
and she said, what was it that she said about stuffing my face and stuffing my, that I would.
Oh, that was about, well, and remember, too, the whole show is archived, so you can always go back.
Yeah,
it was that. It was about.
Go back and listen to it again.
Okay. Yeah, stuffing things down when you were angry.
I was stuffing things down when I was angry, but what is she? She said, "What well, she nailed it right on the tee about being about always doing
not saying no,
not saying no, and doing yep. things that I didn't want to do, but did them because this person said to do them." It, I mean, it had to there if. She, had to have been my father. There really couldn't have been too many other people. I mean, my brother is like 4 inches taller than my father. And
yeah, and I would go more about the essence than necessarily the size.
Well, the minute she said the height and she said, when she said the hair color and the wispies, you know.
Right.
I mean, I just. Cause
you
I
went
got,
to your dad. That doesn't surprise me that it's your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially around, I mean, it just all fit.
Yeah.
Truly, it all fit.
Yeah.
Then when she said that about the salty and stuff, I was just like, whoa, we were just talking about that the other night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was definitely interesting.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I thought
I didn't think she did too bad.
No, she didn't do bad at all. Are you kidding me? I thought it was a great show.
She did.
I just Twittered, and unfortunately won't let me update. Wow, what a great time me and my friends and guests had on the show tonight. Thank you, everyone who participated. And I'll tell you, girlfriend, I mean, selling you as the you know, we speak of something. This woman wants to go to Sedona.
Absolutely.
I'm
well,
like,
I put it up on the chat, my information again. So
there you go.
I mean, if she comes back as a continual listener, she'll obviously get that information, too. So.
Well, and she seems like she was totally like, oh, you're a travel agent.
Yeah, exactly.
So it seems to really be fitting in with everything that is.
It was hot. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was. It was. We all seem to be having a good time. Promote.
It was definitely good energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot easier doing a show with some guests and some people than it was doing that fucking thing talking for 2 hours by myself.
Well, I mean, clearly, you and I can sit and chit-chat for hours on end.
Well, because
you know.
One thing I'm getting is, I'll be honest with you, I might not be an intuitive, but people can ask me questions and I can give answers. I know I can.
Right.
I mean, because Jules was, you know, she would answer something and be like, wait a minute, I gotta add to that because... I know what I have to say is important.
Right.
I mean, and I'm not saying, see, the thing is, I won't call myself an intuitive. So it's funny. She will, and I honor that because she does. She can do things like that. Where me, I don't know what I would call myself. I just know I can help people understand what's happening right now.
Right.
I mean, that's why when she would kind of go negative, I would be more like, I mean, like even when she was telling Al, you know, you're attracting it more. It's like, okay, well, then explain that law of attraction to him. I mean, that's the way I'm thinking.
Right.
Don't just say that you're attracting it more. Well, why are you attracting it more? Because, or the woman she was talking about that she said the word don't, and she never said that, you know, the universe doesn't know the word don't. The universe is inclusive, not exclusive.
Right.
So you can never tell the universe what you don't want because it doesn't know don't. If you say don't blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah is going to show because that's the nature of the universe.
Right.
When she doesn't, you know, I'm like, define that. You're not being definitive enough. That's just how, you know, but it's like I work best when I'm playing off of somebody.
Yeah. The only thing that was, if there was a negative, was that there was the occasional where everybody was talking over everybody and you kind of missed what was going on.
I told you, exactly.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I
and
was
you
there.
Truly
yep.
missed what's going on. I mean, I just kind of held back and just was listening. I didn't really put in, you know.
I appreciate that because, to be honest, when you have that many people on a line, you
right.
know how hard it is to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I would definitely do this again where I just hang on the phone, even if I don't say anything, and I just hang on the phone.
Listen, be my go, because I will include you. I'll include you that the minute we're saying we're going somewhere, I'll plug you. the minute if someone needs a book or a reference, I'll show. Did you hear, Jules? Go ahead.
Now, that was definitely cool, being able to be listening to everything that was going on and then going, oh, well, I'll look up ebook publishing, no problem.
Exactly, exactly.
I'll just pop it up. So, I mean, I can definitely hang, and then if there's questions that people want answered or anything, I can
That's
do my
exquisite.
Best to answer them.
Babe, and I'll be honest with you, because if you do that, I also have somebody on the – oh, and by the way, we're going to be switching – I know you're going to – we're going to be switching the show to Thursdays.
I can't do every Thursday at 5 o'clock.
What time can you do on Thursday? Al, are you here?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good.
I can do – I mean, every other Thursday I have to take Zach to jiu-jitsu.
What time do you get back from that?
Around 7 o'clock.
Okay, so if we did –
If you were doing an hour show, if you were doing an hour show, I wouldn't have a computer in front of me, but I could do an hour show while he's at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, no,
like
no, 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 no. Yeah, no, no. Because to be honest, your biggest help to me is you running the chat room. I mean, that's where I'm wanting you. What if we did an 8 to 10 show on Thursday night? Oh, even though, wait a minute, I don't even know. I don't know if. Let me go on to my. Thing, because
I 5 o'clock. Well, never mind. Skip the whole fall together.
Well, I'll tell you, the only reason why I'm not doing it on Fridays is because I have to be open to Nanny. That's my night. You know, I got two nights a week when they go out, Friday night,
right,
and Saturday night.
Right.
The fact that I don't pay for any of this and I can do this anytime I want, doing it on Friday, unless I was doing it during the day, is foolish to be doing it on Friday night when I can potentially, excuse me, do it another night.
Right.
Let me see what's available.
I could be open from 8 to 10, yes. That's not a problem.
Okay, let me see if 8 to 10 is available. Because I'll be honest, I'm digging these. I am digging these. Oh, 8 p.m. Okay, wait a minute. First of all, let me try the 30th. Because, like, and here's the best part. Because we're doing it all under another reality show.
Right.
Wow, I just booked it. Even if people, like, I can make an announcement, you know, listen, some days I'm doing Thursday night, some day I'm doing Friday night, check the schedule. But inevitably what I'll do is try and get all Thursday nights. But no matter what, because half these people are finding me because they go live on air at the moment. They're not
absolutely.
They're not my listeners yet. They're just finding me because
right.
Spiritually speaking, you know, we're okay because I have a show scheduled for the 1st that I'm going to cancel because I'm nannying the Westport family that day, and I'm not going to do a show without their parents home at all. You know what I mean? Like, you know. No, I don't have anybody booked for that show, so. We would do it on that Thursday at 8 p.m. So in other words.
You're going to go back between Fridays and Thursdays?
A little bit. I mean, yeah. Because the thing is, I already got Phil scheduled. I got Phil scheduled for next week.
Right.
The following week, I have nobody scheduled because
right.
I knew I was in the 1st. And then the week after that, I've got Rochelle scheduled for Friday.
So what time are you working on the 1st?
At 3 o'clock, I got to pick them up at Greenwich, and then I'm working all weekend. I mean, I literally have them for the weekend.
Gotcha.
That's why I want to do it on Thursday.
Yeah, that's cool. So
yeah.
Just announce that. Just announce that on next year on the show on Friday, the next one on Friday with Phil. Announce that you
I will, exactly.
What?
On the blog thing, on your main page,
yep.
It says the days, like another reality show, what's coming on.
The next
day
is coming on.
Right. It's got the dates right there. So
plus, you can click on a little reminder thing, so it'll send you an email and stuff. So it's all good.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they'll find, if they want to be.
I think they'll find me, too. Yeah. I do.
And I think that it's good that
that you kept it totally interactive.
That's my whole goal.
Because
that's been my goal from the beginning.
Even if we don't have a guest, even if you don't have a guest, you can still keep it totally interactive.
Interreactive.
Even if it's just you and I talking, I mean, there's definitely people that can.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll
absolutely.
Say, listen, ask a question. I am 14 years on the path. You know, when the woman said, I don't even remember what call it was, that, God, you know, because what we'll end up doing is me and you will have conversations about stuff that will, you know, people will want to, you know, interact with it. That,
right. That great.
Wow.
Asking me, please. Thank you. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, girlfriend. Well, I'm going to need to book out of here. They're waiting for me to do dinner. And
okay, that's cool.
Ciao, time.
Oh, that fun stuff.
All right, baby.
All right, girlfriend.
Yeah. Now, Albert, stay on the line. Or Albert, I'll just call you back.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Bye, bye, Al.
Nice talking to you again.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okie dokie.
All right, girlfriend. I'm around if you want to chat or whatever.
All right, cool.
Right.
Okay, let me talk to him, and then I'm doing laundry tonight. I'm home. I mean, let's start maybe getting some ideas for some shows that we'll do, just, you know, ideas, whatever.
Like,
let's just
like the
dabble.
One we're going to do on the 30th?
Like the one we're going to do on the 30th. Even though, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to see potentially, I might try and book somebody.
Okay.
Because I wasn't booking it because I was at the thing, but, yeah, I got a lot of friends. I can book somebody.
You need to do the Animal Girl. Yeah.
I do need to do the Animal Girl.
Please.
Yeah.
I love questions. I could take up the whole 2 hours.
Well, what I love is that the idea that we're going to do fine with calls. I mean, we're going to be fine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean, that just went.
I know.
It just went well.
It really did. I mean, Jesus, I am just impressed, to be honest. It was a real radio show.
Well, you know what I liked is that it was totally different. Just the whole sense and feel is totally different than URL, WARL, or whatever it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's just completely different.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I take your word for it, though.
No,
I mean, for me, I'm just, you know, this is me being me. That's why I, you know... I see it as, you know, me being me.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I still get, like, really nervous, like, the first, like, when we're
Dave,
talking about mining.
Dave, you are so cool and collective when you talk about
it. I'm telling you.
Because, no, first of all, of course I know. I remember. I used to be very nervous, too. I was.
Jeffrey?
You know what? I believe Bernie stopped doing his show because he couldn't get past his nervousness, and so it stopped being fun for him.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
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 You should have him on as a guest.
I am. I already told him I'm going to have him on.
All right. Where do I upload my darn picture? I don't get this. All right.
What was that word? Oh, fuck it. Inspired. Inspiring. I need inspiration, actually. Inspirational. There you go. Everyone, 120 minutes. Okay. Okay, another reality show. Okay. Okay, now what I want to do is, right now I'm
upcoming. Let me delete the 5-1 episode. There you go. Delete. Wait a minute. It didn't show up, though. The maximum number of segments allowed for the month of April is 3. Wow, no wonder why there's times. Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting?
So you're only allowed to do 3 shows?
Well, I would think at this point, they won't necessarily let you do. Like, because I'm trying to do a show on, here, wait a minute. Let me see if what happens when I delete. Let me delete the. And let me add. Oh, don't even tell me. I lost all the information, you son of a gun of a gun of a gunner. Give me some of those words. What was it? Consciousness. Spiritual. Ascension. Inspirational. So we want to do 8 p.m.
I don't know, Zach. Right? I'm just doing something. I don't know what I'm doing, Zachary. I have no idea.
Good news, the
80s
won.
What is
that? You said good news, the Yankees won.
Well, that is good news to him.
He cracks me up.
Self-awareness. There you go. Okay, now let me see if this works. I deleted that one from the first. Let's see if they let me hold it for.
Did you get any hits on your little blurb in it?
Well, what I want to look is, what I want to check is go here.
I think it took it. Schedule a show.
I want to go here.
Okay, wait. Nope. Let me see. Upcoming episodes. Let's see what they say. Oh, it's not giving it to me.
For which one?
I'm still trying. Wait. Please note that it could take a minute to be this before a schedule segment can be viewed on the show page.
Oh, you're going to grill those?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. The maximum number of shows for April might be. Because that one's for. I'm trying to get into May. Oh, no, no, no. Well, but if they were letting me do, oh, they were letting me do the first. Friday is the first. Thursday is April. Okay, so what we can do is, what are we going to do? We're not going to do a show.
When?
Next week. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, the week that you'd have to do the Thursday.
The week that I'd have to do Thursday, because they won't let me do a show in another show in April.
Hmm.
Well, I wasn't. I was scheduling it for Friday. But I'm really curious. I have seen people, I don't know why the maximum show is three, when I have seen other people have, how many shows? I've seen five in a month. So maybe it's because I'm new. Maybe it's because I'm doing two-hour shows. I don't know.
Well, why don't you wait, give it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I wonder who that dark radio was.
I don't know, because I have a friend on my space.
I know.
Dark radio. All right, listen, I gotta go.
Go, baby, go. I know. Listen, we're both spacing out over here, for God's sake. All right, I will talk to you. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, baby.
All right, girl.
Bye.
Bye.